Hello.
Okay. So what do the alien massage of me, what does it do to my body parts, body systems? Okay. What are they adjusting?
It stretches your capacity. They're trying to show you that you don't have the ability to function in the laws of Abraham, okay, within the Mustad, you like those words, you're not qualified to activate the things that you're directing or controlling. And so they're trying to bring into your meat sack body the pain and abolition of less than-ness. That's all.
What is the things that I'm in charge of that they... Are they talking about my meeting with them? I can't handle the physics of the meeting?
Well, or
are you saying?
Well, there's the rub. If you're successful, yes, you can. If you're not, then they win. See, there's the rub. So you can. Now, the rest of the story is you can, and you're all on point. There's no problem here. We just got to convince you. See, Bobby?
No, that's always nebulous. You've never been able to convince anybody of anything on that level.
Don't matter. Whatever. Then nebulous wins the day. Then you're nebulous, so chalk it up. Go fuck the cat, and we'll call this a day. It's all good. We're just saying they don't want you to win. You're going to win. They don't want you to win.
I know,
the angels do not want you to win. They're trying to
find
you.
What about the aliens? Do the aliens want me to win?
That's a different conversation. The aliens are who you're going to negotiate with. The aliens are trying to get
to
you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking to. They're the ones hurting my back by doing stuff on my body chemistry or my chakras.
Absolutely.
And what has changed so far in my body constituents?
You've become more resilient, because in any other repose, you'd be freaked out. If you have 2 seconds of pain, you're freaking the fuck out. And now what's happened is you've taken that kind of in stride. You're like, oh, okay, my body's going to feel this way until it feels better. And then later, it feels better. And you're like, oh, okay. Sometimes you don't even tell Carolyn. And any other time, oh, my God, it would be, it hurts. You soften that down. So you're doing great. You're actually doing very good. That's why we're happy with your position. We're not angry or terse. You're doing everything you're supposed to do the way you're supposed to do it. The angels are pissed. So they're up in their game trying to make you become more and more uncomfortable until you become more and more comfortable with your interactions with the aliens. Now, in about 1 second, you're running out of time now. You can fuck with this any way you want to. Tell a story, walk the cat. Take the cat and put it on a leash and walk the cat and walk the goddamn elks walking across the yard and going to the wall. You're fixing to go through the fifth gate. We're going to slip you right out so that they don't get you, the angels. That's the angels. They're the ones that want you. There's the one that can taste you. They can taste you. We have to get you past the fifth gate, past the angels, to get you to your meeting. That's all that's happening. That's all we're talking about here. There's nothing serious going on here, Bob. That's all we're talking about.
I know about that. Okay, so I know about that. You're not telling me any particular details of what they're adjusting in my brain, my hypothalamus, my...
We've told you everything that so far. Every uncomfortable engagement that you have so far is coming from them pushing you into a place that says you're not worthy to engage in this proximity of ascension.
Who's pushing me into that place? The angels or the
angels? The aliens want you.
I know that. Fine. Are they pushing? They're causing the aches on my sciatica.
Sure. Every tendon that hasn't shifted. Yes, that's correct.
not the aliens. So the aliens are
no.
waiting to see how it handled the angels.
Wow. No, not quite like that. No, see, if you get past them and you get to the meeting, the angels are fucked. It's over. The four horsemen are the apostles. Well, then why
that.
Are you asking? Then why are you
I wanted,
asking?
Because I didn't, listen, I'll tell you why, because I didn't know the angels were affecting me. I understood the aliens were affecting my brain chemistry, massaging my head, and that was causing the sciatica problem.
They're trying to get you ready.
You're gone. You lost your connection.
No.
Okay, now you're getting louder.
The aliens are trying to make a connection so that you can pierce the connection for the place of power. That's all. The aliens are wanting a seat at the table. You have the ability to give them a seat at the table, but not if you're fucking with the angels. So it's all good.
But I'm not fucking with the angels. Okay. Now, the deer, or what looked like deer, and I think you said in the chat line last night, they were buck deer.
It's called a buck. It's a buck. You don't call it a buck deer. It's just a buck.
Yeah, and is that because it has antlers?
Yeah, it's a boy. It has a penis. Yeah,
right.
That's right.
All right. Okay, so when I saw them and they were looking at me, it didn't look totally like a deer. There was some extra intelligence coming out
there
of
it. There was just one.
Deer, so I thought
there was just one. It wasn't those. It was just one buck. Yeah, it wasn't many dogs,
yeah.
Buck.
I thought two ran off. But anyways, I only saw one, really focused on one.
Right.
So the face
That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah, the face seemed to have something beyond an animal coming out of it, some kind of emanation.
Yeah.
So it might be
protracted.
Were
it
they
was
actual?
Protracted.
I don't know what that means. Were they aliens disguised as
yes.
deer?
They weren't disguised.
Right.
They weren't disguised. That was the image they presented. That was the image
yes.
that you saw. And the reason that's significant is because we asked you before, and you could not identify their ears. We could have told you what kind of buck deer. They were, had you seen their ears. But unfortunately, the ears were obfuscated from you, which led us to know that it was strictly an alien interaction, which is pleasant because now the aliens have found their way inside the fifth gate. That's good.
Great.
Now, the trouble is if the angels connect the same way, this is not going to go well. So we're trying
I know,
to damn.
It.
Well, okay then. Never mind.
Yeah,
go
I know
ahead.
About that. You said the word protracted, lasting for a long time or longer than expected. What was protracted in my engagement with
the interaction?
Last buck?
The interaction, it was like a two-day interaction, 2 days.
Yeah, I did feel I was looking at the thing a little like, 3 seconds, and that's longer than a deer would look at me.
No,
so
it's 2 days. It was 2 days. 2 days.
What did I do? What did I do with it, with the 2 days? What was the content of the experience for me during the 2 days?
You were trying to find out who they were, what they were, and what they were doing. They were trying to sync up with you, hopefully. Well, it had this gone perfectly, that you would have gotten on the deer, which you probably would not have done, gotten on it, held on to the earless buck, and rode across the wall to New Zealand.
Yeah, I would have to get over the wall to get on them, or would they come over the wall and be on the road by my home? And I would get on them there, or would I go over the wall first?
No.
Before I get
on
the back?
No. You would ride them over the wall. Where that now we've exposed that. That's not going to happen. That's what's not going to happen now. That could have happened.
So that was the could have gone to New Zealand. Well, actually, I did go somewhere.
Yeah.
She said I was with them for 2 days.
Yeah.
And so I failed the test by not getting on their back, right? This time, just a rehearsal.
maybe.
Or were they checking me out, measuring me for the real transition? Or was that it? They did it, and they got me out of the fifth gate, and I got on the back, and the angels didn't interfere.
You didn't do that. The angels did interfere. They're mad as hell. You've now upped it to a point. You've now upped it. Now you've now caused it. You've caused that problem. Now, they're
aware. Let me ask you.
They haven't pierced the fifth gate, but they're very aware of your interaction.
Okay, so let me.
That's why we have to be careful.
And so that leads me to last night. The cat, the usual cat, was not sitting on the wall. And then I'm walking along the road. All of a sudden, there's the cat on the pavement. It's never down there running around the pavement beside me. So the cat was down there. Talking to JW later, he said that was significant. So what was it significant of, the fact that it was skirting around me?
We're going to answer, you got to stop talking. So the answer then becomes the proximity of you and the wall. Here at the wall has been a phrase we have used to death. Wall Street, Trinity Church, Battery Park, Manhattan, da-da-da-da-da. Here at the wall. Now what's happened is you've come to a place where you have forced the position. Now there's a wall. There wasn't a wall before. Now you have created a wall in which the kitty, the Lord suffering cats, have invaded to try to guide or confuse or confound. So our condition that we would propose is you should watch your proximity to you and the cats. Yet don't trust the cats. Don't follow the cats. See how far or close or far away they are from you to give directions on how this is going to go. That's the right way to say that. So
yeah, I notice how far away they are so I can get directions on where I'm going to go.
Far close. Far or close.
Far or close.
Watch the proximity.
In order to figure out the directions.
If they're at your feet, you should be concerned. If they're at your feet, you should be concerned. Yeah, get away. That's not the way to go. That's not the condition because they'd scurry. But if they're at your feet, you're in the wrong spot. You see, they need to be watching
you
do a thing.
And he didn't get that close to my feet. 6 feet or something. And he.
It's early, Bob. We're just picking.
As they get close to my feet, do I run? Do I step at them?
That's the part. Step at them if you want to. That's not the direction to go. So we would say likely we would move the other way. But you don't have to be too precise with all that because once you change, they're going to navigate from you. So they'll scatter. Like if they run across your path, then turn around and go the other way. But it doesn't matter. Ever how you adjudicate your pose, they're going to respond accordingly. So you don't have to worry about that. You need to worry about where you are in their proximity, not what the next proximity is, just in your proximity. Okay?
Right, because they are trying to be near me when I get absorbed into their vehicle.
They're trying to confuse you to be tricked into following them rather than the aliens into the fifth gate, outside the fifth gate. They're trying to lock you. They're trying to... slow down now. They're trying to lock you into an airlock that won't allow you to go meet with the aliens. They want to catch you. If they ever catch you, it's over. We're done.
Yeah, you said they want to get me in an airlock, trap me in an airlock, which would be outside the fifth gate.
Yeah, and then they got you. And once they got you and you can't be successful, it's over, and then they got you. Then find out what Croker said about it. All right? Good.
Okay, so what... the aliens are watching this, so they know when to absorb me in relation to where the cats are.
Softly, we have to say yes.
Okay, so I'll let the angels run it. I'll just do my part by not engaging too close with the cat.
Good. But you're doing that already. Wait. You're doing that already. See, baby?
Right.
Here's the thing. You're asking all the right questions. You're getting all the right answers. But whether you do or you don't has nothing to do with this. You're doing all the right stuff. Intuitively, you know what the fuck to do. And you're doing it. Everything's fine. There's no problem. There's no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. No problem. You got this. You just got to be aware. You have to be aware. And now you go by your feelings. It's more than a feeling. REO Speedwagon. It's more than a feeling. Go by the feeling place, and which is what you've done. You check with us. We respond every single time without better exception when it matters. Good. You're doing well. Everything is fine because you're staging your, do you know who King Lear is, Bubby?
Yeah.
You're staging King Lear at the Stratford-on-Avon theorem. The theorem? It's the stage. The world is but a stage. You're setting that stage to allow the the thing that was presented before the beginning of time to occur. See, you're just setting the moniker that allows the end of time to occur. You're setting the stage to say, okay, if y'all going to ascend, come on. Y'all come if you come. Come see us when you can. Y'all come. So you're just saying, you're ringing the dinner bell saying, y'all come on. You're coming. Let's go. Now, if you're not, we understand it's the end of time. Megiddo is good for you. Blood, la, la, spam. Okay, I don't care. Good. If Carolyn didn't save you, I'm not. If Carolyn Dean didn't save you, I goddamn for sure am not going to save you. We're good. Happy days. Bye, Bob Carr. So the rub is that you give them notice. You have to give the experience that says time's up, that they have to have the awakening. That's what a lot of, what is it, the Christian church, for that the fatalist, well, it's maybe a little after the fatalist, the Birch Society says that you have to come into the revelation, that you have to come into your place of power. And so there's the rub that you, Bob, are presenting. That's what you did at Club 22. That's what you did at CK Alien. That's what you did with everything. And everything you've done so far is just this. To setting to the parameters of within the four bodies, the quadrants of how to find your place that applies you into a powerful position. Bam. And that's all you're doing. It's beautiful. We're not mad. We're proud of you, Bob. We hate to admit it, but we're very pleased with you. Even with Clinton and his lack of lucidity.
All right. So, what else would we say about that? So we got the cats. Is there something regular? Like they usually, the cats are there every other day, sitting on the wall. Something about that?
Listen, so are you. Listen, cats are there every day. You're there every other day. There's the rub.
I'm where the cats are every other day.
They're there every day. You're looping outside of it. But if you want to, we're not trying to cause any problems, but if you would talk to Bert explains it so clearly because he's been living it. He's off by a beat. You know, Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on.
Yeah.
You're off by one beat. You're off by one.
You said he was off by one beat.
Both.
Yeah, what's the consequence of that? If we're off one beat, what does that mean?
Well, one day the cats are there, the next day the cats are not there. One day the cats are there, the next day the cats aren't there. But if you talk to Bert, be soft, don't be mean, don't be an asshole, just soft. He'll explain it. You'll listen to what he has to say and don't say nothing, just let him talk and you'll connect the dots and then you might apply that to Mary Louise and it might make sense to you. Vegan?
Apply it to Mary Louise? Oh, Mary Louise Croker, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is she watching this? Is she involved with this?
Absolutely.
Transition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's what gave insight that conquered Thompson. That's what conquered Thompson.
You mean when the rip had happened and Thompson was in charge, she annihilated it by dying?
She did. She did. She most certainly did, because she acquiesced into a larger plateau. That's a bad word. Yeah. We hate to use glib, cliched archetypes, but that's the one people kind of embrace. Like, she hit the level that was safe, or the space that was okay, or fill in the goddamn. It's like Radio City Music Hall. Who goes there anymore? But it's still a thing, you know?
Yeah, and Arthur has no clue about any of this.
Oh, fuck no. He doesn't even know where. He's like you, Bob. He don't even know where he is. He's like you.
Yeah,
he doesn't know. He has no clue.
So Mary Louise likes me, or she just knows my role and doesn't
identify with it. Adores you, would get strapbook naked right now. She would adore your bush beyond most people than you know. But you better not tell Carolyn. She'll claw her eyes out. Carolyn, claw her bitch ass eyes out. Don't say. If she's serious, hey, it's not like this is just a little fling. A little fling Carolyn wouldn't give a shit about. But if she's serious, oh, hell to the fuck no. Carolyn, kill that bitch to death. Yeah, she'd pour,
right.
She'd give her magnesium poison her. It would be bad. It would be bad.
Did Mary Louise recognize? Yeah, I know. Did she recognize what I was doing before she transitioned or after she transitioned?
Of course. Before, because you made it logical. Just like you have holes in the five-bodied model.
Yeah.
You can admit it or not. You can admit it or not. We don't care. She saw that Croker, Arthur, had even more. He was linear. Arthur was linear, and it made no sense at all. If you applied it to a transitional condition of what the world is right here, right now.
Mm.
See? She saw that. She saw that. She's like, you fucked
did she
up.
Do, did she find out about, because she listened to our show? Listened to my talk somewhere?
We don't say your show. You don't even know what that means. We'd say listen to you.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Heard some of my recordings, whatever they were. Okay.
Well, they were everywhere.
That's very good.
Bob, you're all over the place. If somebody wants to find you, you're the easiest thing in the world to find. You're nebulous.
That's right.
You're nothing, but everybody has that. How did Evan Ray find you in the first place, for fuck's sake? Who is she that she would find you? So there's your perfect example. No problem.
Okay, got you. Another aspect of the...
You play every word of this. You play every word of this. Tell them.
Good.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Let them hear it. That'll fuck them to death. That's all right. We're going to go to Thompson. We're going to Thompson Quadrant next. Don't we? Ain't scared. We a lot of things, Bob, but we ain't scared. We're glad you saved the day because you were being a little tyrannical. That's all right. You can be tyrannical. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to come to a conclusion that's embraceable. We don't care about the answer to the question. We want to bring you into a position where it's embraceable. That's what we're trying to accomplish here, not just to you, but to the larger stead, so that an Allison can get past Dave and come into her place of power. Bam.
Okay, I got
and
that.
She can embrace,
yeah, I got that.
And she can embrace the larger construct. That's what we're talking about here. So Madeline can give up her goddamn fringe conspiracy fucked up theory and start living. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So that Eugene can stop Eugene, so that Eugene can stop micromanaging the details and the bill of particulars and let it go long enough to realize how that milk got in the coconut. Yeah, like that. Okay,
what
never
about
mind.
Susanna?
Okay,
and
we
Susanna, what's Susanna?
Susanna's doing great. Susanna's actually doing great. She doesn't know and she doesn't care. We don't know if it's ignorance or apathy, but she doesn't know or she doesn't care. She just hears the words and she says, okay, I got to do this. She said, I hear the words and I got to do this. And that's beautiful because, see, by rote, that's the same way Esther Wheeler did it from Bernie. You remember Bernie, Texas?
Yeah.
Esther? She did the same thing. She just let it flow. That's what Susanna's doing. She's going to be magical if we ever get her over her applied limitations. Applied limitations.
Right. Okay, so back to Mary Louise. So Mary Louise got us out of the rip, which is pretty good.
Yeah. In essence. That's now, that's a broad spectrum antibiotic. So, but the answer is, softly to say it that way, say yes. Okay, fine. So you call her an antibiotic, and then Karen's going to have a shit. She's going to have a cow.
So. Okay, the next part. Yeah, Ian's talked to me about the stars. Look over at the horizon. Look at the stars. So there's the moon, and then there's the a bright star and another star below it, usually below it. And now the moon is not always up there, but the two stars are there constantly. They're always in the same angle, same position. Then there's another star that's just over the horizon to the left.
Okay, we don't want to talk about this no more. Do you have Instagram?
No, my Instagram doesn't work. I'll have to get it fixed.
Does Carolyn have Instagram?
I don't know.
Do you know where? Do you know who Brendan is? WeJot68.
Yes.
He posted a video of exactly what you're talking about right now, of the reference flat Earth, with the sun being in a certain place and clouds behind the sun. And clouds before the sun. He gives the perfect, absolute video, perfect reference of the ridiculous non sequitur that you're trying to present. You can call Brendan and say, "Hey, Brendan, you son of you Indian bitch motherfucker, send me a copy of your blah blah blah, the video, the blah blah blah, and you can look at yourself and you can see it, and that'll give
you
an example of exactly what you're talking about."
Well, no, what I'm talking about is that one of the stars, Ian said, or one of the lights, is an alien ship. And I'm wondering, which one is it?
Yeah.
Does that still apply?
You can see it. You can see it in Brendan's video. It's by the sun, a little to the left, a little to the left. You can see it. The cloud's covering it right there. He captured it for you, Bob.
By the sun? You said by the sun. Yeah, pop.
Beside the sun, not the moon. Correct.
That's daytime.
Yeah.
That's daytime.
Well, it's always there, Bob. It's always there whether the sun's present or not. It's always there. It doesn't move. It's always present. This is proving the point. This is proving the point that once again, Brendan, he calls you Pops, and what does he call Carolyn?
No, that's Pop. P-O-P. P-O-P. Come on, Pop.
Pop. Pop.
Not Pox.
Pop.
Yeah.
No, even like Pops with a plural.
Pop, you know why he calls me Pop? That's Bob.
Yeah.
It's Bob upside down.
Yeah. So Pop, he calls you Pop. And what does he call Carolyn?
Mom, I think. I'm not sure.
Mom. He calls her Mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. And we're Uncle Ion or some ridiculous something. It doesn't make a difference. That doesn't matter. What he's trying to present, he has these fleeting moments of lucidity. Because he presents himself as a little bitty nothing thing. But if you look at his pictures, he's this great big strapping buck. How in the hell could you hang off of damn hooks that size and rip your flesh
right
off your bones? It's unbelievable. I mean, he's this monster. He's like an ogre, a monster presented in the flesh. But he doesn't know
right.
that he doesn't know that for somehow. So, I mean, we'll get his shirt off, we'll get some measurements, and we'll show you exactly what his goddamn size is. Think we can't do it. Honey, we're magical. We can do things, just saying. But that's not the point. The point is he captures these things, words, videos, knowings that you're able to see and embrace outside of your kiskase relative knowing. You see, listen to what he said at was it fuck you university. He was saying, "I'm not gonna go that way. Y'all can go, that's fine. I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna go the long way home." And you're like, "No, Brendan, you stupid Indian motherfucker. The earth is going. It's not part of that. The whole earth is going. No, I'm just going to hang back here. I'll see how this goes. I'll just hang back here." You're like, that's not how this works. But see, that's the enfolding of that reference. Enfolding of that reference. There's nothing wrong with the words that he said. You said it best when you said, oh, I must have been trapped in another timeline. You, Bob, Johnson, President Johnson, got caught in the wrong timeline. That's all.
What's that got to do with him getting to Andromeda?
He's in the wrong timeline. No, he's in the wrong timeline. He's still following the old Lakota rule. Lakota sets you behind that position. He's a goddamn Mexican. He's not Lakota. He's Mexican. He's Spaniard. But he says he's Lakota. Okay, you can say whoever you want to say you are. It doesn't make any sense. We don't care. We love Brendan. He's groovy. We're fine. He's enlightened, quote, quote, to say a position that you can embrace. That's what we're talking about. He says words that apply. We want you to take the words that he says. Don't count them as truth. Count them as perspective. That's how Mary Louise moved ahead of the Thompson Quadrant.
By taking whose words as perspective? Whose words did she take as perspective?
All of the words as perspective. All of the words. She took them as the larger construct. Remember, we use that word often, the larger construct. Good.
Yeah, she did the words in life or Iandam words?
Both. No difference. See, she didn't know the difference, but and she didn't care. She just embraced them because she'd heard, at this stage of the game, she'd heard a lot of goddamn fucked up words, you see.
Yeah. Okay, so so Brendan will be coming on the Earth regardless to Andromeda, or if he's in a timeline.
We got him. You don't got to do nothing. We got him. He's a peepto slingback, do me like a dog punk. He has no clue. We got this because of his power and his position of his, what do you call it, Indian, what is that Indian thing? I don't really know. We don't know what it is.
The Lakota don't respect his opinion about Iandam, or don't respect any of his opinions because he's not
good.
Lakota, right? Is that because
good,
he's not
good,
from
good,
Lakota?
Good.
Is that because
he's
not
Lakota? Yes. Yes, but they trust him because he's the only thing going. He's the only thing that can last longer than they. They're all drunk. they're all compromised.
Yeah. I got that.
Not being mean.
Next.
Not being mean. There's a lot of day. Hey, you fuck with a lot of day drinkers, Bob. We're not fussing about that. You have a lot in your stable that aren't quite stable. Lots in your stable aren't quite stable.
Yeah, let me go on to the next topic.
Thank God.
When JW was with the Queen at Sandringham in last September, Bert was there and saw her having dinner, eventually she had to run out of that building, and JW was a bit upset. And I asked back then who attacked. And then I thought later, aliens were attacking, the Pentagon aliens. Is that true?
Not the Pentagon aliens, just aliens were attacking.
Yeah, they're part of the mix. There are other aliens that are in on this game in competition.
Can we just say it that way? Because you want to play this.
Yeah.
You want to play this.
No, we're not playing about what happened to the Queen and the castle.
No. You can play that. We just didn't say which particular aliens they were. If you do it that way, it's okay, because it's going to come out sooner or later. It's no problem. We made it through the Platinum Jubilee, Bob, so it's all good. You're good.
Are they the same aliens that occupy Buckingham Palace?
Not a chance.
Yeah, because the ones, I understand the aliens that occupied Buckingham Palace were from the 30s, and they didn't like the Nazi connection of the family.
There was no Nazi connection to the family. It was the Crown's connection to the Nazis, as Duffy Doodle Doo would call it, the Nazis. It was the crown's connection to the Nazis.
And is there, was the crown...
Careful.
Did they own Buckingham Palace?
No. Be careful. Don't do that. Just no, Bob. Come on now.
Okay.
If you had the if you had to answer that question, how would it help you or hurt you? Doesn't make any difference. They lost it. The news flash, no matter who owned the motherfucker, they lost it. To whom did they lose it, Bob? They lost it to the aliens. Okay. That's enough. That's enough. Because that lineage is done.
What,
right?
What lineage? So, the crown's lineage is done?
Deed to Buckingham Palace. It's over.
Right. Was it the Pentagon aliens? Did we say that before? Or
we
just not going to... Yeah, okay.
We're not going to say because you're trying to... we want to get you something to play now. You're trying to get some. You're trying to get stuff that applies. And we're trying to keep you alive one more fucking day if we can.
I know that. So this all happened in September 2021, but that's the same timing as Putin being replaced by an alien and Biden being replaced and maybe some others, right? It's all
no. That lot sounds really logical, but no comments. That sounds really logical.
Right. Okay. Now here's a question that won't be played, but it's another topic.
No way. Maybe if we be careful. Listen, don't say that. Let's be real careful. If we do it right, maybe you can play it. We'll soften it into a place, maybe. Well, maybe we'll answer it two ways so you can do it, and then they think they got something for free. Go ahead. Go ahead,
you,
Your Majesty. Yeah,
do you know what I'm going to ask?
We know exactly what you're going to ask, but go ahead.
Here we go. J.W., about a year ago, he told me recently, he figured out maybe Oscar is an alien. Is J.W. seeing something that's a fact? Is Oscar an alien?
Okay. First answer that's playable is Oscar obviously contained powers outside of what the human condition could embrace. And for these blessings, J.W. eternally holds Oscar in the highest of regard. Because time after time, he has always found himself, Oscar, in the very best deference of J.W.'s best efforts.
What was that meant? What did you say there? The deference of J.W.'s best efforts.
Deference of J.W.'s is always in that position. If J.W. falls, Oscar's always there to catch him. If J.W. fucks
That's
up,
what you
which
mean.
Is rare... He can catch him. So it makes no difference what you call him. He's always about catching or soothing or solving JW's position, however weak or strong.
What was your phrase? He had more than human. What was some other words there? He had more something than human?
You can play it. It's all good.
Okay. When the night that you delivered our products to Trump when he was at Walter Reed, that was like October 2020.
Yeah.
He was in bed,
Jake. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So Oscar shows up in the morning. The first thing he says to you, JW reported to me, I think, or Ryan did, he says, "Bob's okay."
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I heard. That's funny.
Correct.
That's interesting. But, you know, we're hoping that we're watching to see if Trump survived, and he did. But was there a move against me while people were distracted with the Trump concern?
Most certainly, because they were concerned that Trump was going to fall. And if Trump was going to fall, the only way he could fall is if you fail. And we didn't even give any energy to that. We personally did not even give any energy to that. But it was real. It was actually pretty serious.
Okay, you mean if something happened to me, Trump would fall?
No. If something had to Trump, you would fall.
Right.
Trump almost fell, but before he had a chance to fall, you were okay. So everything got all right.
Now, Oscar intervened and helped that process of me not falling?
I don't know how to say that. Don't know how to say that.
Well, he was
we would
aware
like
of it.
Say,
certainly.
Well, no, stop right now. You want to play this? We're going to say if he didn't have an effect on it or an affect of the condition, he was certainly aware of the position. So
yeah.
Say it like that, and that's all good. That's good. Now you can play that. That's beautiful. You're getting so good at this, Bob. People hate you. Did you know people hate you? They hate your guts.
I know that.
They despise your fucking gut. They hate your gut. Who is this placated positional demigod? He's a demigod trying to play God. It's so much fun. It's beautiful. And he's so full of himself. He thinks he's a god besides God. So that's fun. Mm.
Okay.
Well, at first it went pretty rough, but maybe you got a few minutes of sound bites out of your first hour, Buffy.
Yes, that's right. So the next issue is, can I and say who poisoned JW at the Federal Reserve meeting?
Not going to say right now.
Yeah, it might have been aliens. Are they in the potential
territory? No. I know, he drives them. He seems to drive them. They're more afraid. If that were true, he would be aware of it, and he would make it very uncomfortable for them. See, because when he's talking about implicit, now see, you're going to get us fucked up now. We've got to be careful. You may or may not get to play this. If you were aware that something, a voodoo doll, a vase, a rug, a chair, a human, has enough power to do you in, the last thing you want to do is get caught impeding that place of power. You got that?
You mean don't let the thing affect you?
No. If something that is as powerful as we are,
something as powerful as you are, what?
You don't want to fuck with, because if that's the case, we could.
You lost your volume. Okay, you come back.
We could eviscerate you, unless you're very aware. So they're never going to come. They're never going to take a task battle, because they lose instantly and it's over. We're through. They don't want to do that.
No,
they want to get to that.
They lose instantly, or you lose instantly. Who loses it?
We don't lose. We don't lose. We have all the power and the tech body's power. We don't lose. We love y'all, and we want y'all to ascend, but we're not going to lose, and we're not going to fall short. We're good. Between us and the tech body, we got this, bitch. We got this. Don't worry about that.
You've worked out a compromise with the tech body?
No, there is no compromise. There is no compromise. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. Get on with it. That's not the rub.
And
we are in it. We're in it to win it, Bob. You are going to win one way or the other. We can do this the easy way or the fun way. It doesn't bother us. We don't care. If the humans come along and they ascend, fabuloso. Welcome. Welcome, one. The plane, boss. The plane. It's here. No problem. You make the fantasy island. You made it. That's not the point. The point is that you're going to question it, especially if you're an entity outside of you. They're not going to go to task. They may take you to task. They won't take us to task, Bob. They've tried. They've tried every way they can. Then the angels have tried to kill us, and then the humans and the minions. That's a whole other conversation. Try to catch us on some stray street corner and job us with a butcher knife.
Millions of people, millions, a number, or minions? M-I-N.
Minions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lesser gods.
They try to kill Ions.
Lesser Antilles, Bob.
Right.
The lesser ones, they would try to.
Yeah.
Can we finish the sentence?
Yeah.
So what happens is they go at us. often. We always see him coming. We embrace it. Now, JW's gotten really good at it. He knows when to drink. He knows when to eat. He knows what to do. He has to do certain things he really would rather not do. He's thinking about taking on your position, Bob, and becoming a very famous Luddite and never leaving his goddamn house and be happy ever after in his little silver closet and having nice cream soup spoons and nice things to look at all the time. He's considered it, but he knows there's larger things to do. They cannot find him on his way to the water. They cannot find him in his position to Wilson. They cannot find him in his billion-dollar study regarding the amino acids. They cannot find him in the vault of the tunnel under Emory University. They cannot breach the Bastille for the information that's going to be flowing that the world has to have in order to live. And what you're seeing now happen before your very eyes, the earth and the full firmament beyond, is making way that the only way to survive is JW or Ion's way that you have presented, Bob. Or we'd say the Bob way. Bob way. Amway? It's the Bob way. It's the Bob way. So
did
you're
you
proving
say soul
that point.
Firmament? What was that phrase? Soul firmament. Beyond the soul firmament.
Is that firmament, yes. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It was the only way. Soul firmament. That means one firmament. That there's only one way out. This is the way out. And we have it. We know it. You're not going to take it from us. We got this. And that's why this is really fun. We're not even boasting. We don't give a fuck. JW doesn't even have a clue. He just listens to you, Bob. Whatever you say, dude, he fucking does. He don't ask no questions. And you do what you're supposed to. You do what you're supposed to do. He says, okay, boss, and he doesn't. He don't know. This is ridiculous. You can't make normal, common human people believe what you say, Bob. It's ridiculous. No one would do this. No one would do this. No. But instead, he's embraced it to a point because it's just enough tenacity to now it's becoming valid or has a validity. And that's why it's very unnerving for the world as we know it, because now Bob starts to sound sound or sane. When Bob sounds sane, we have a Houston, we have a problem. Bob sounds normal. This is no way this is possible. It's not possible. But that's what's happening now. Because all these things that you said ridiculously, that everybody went, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, we're going to cut down media ecology. Ha, ha, ha. FEMA crap. Ha, 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 ha. The Dow's 36,000 is going to go below 30,000 in about a minute. Oh, yeah, that's like today. You mean money's going to fall? Wait a minute. You mean to say that the Bitcoin's going to go to zero? It's 21,000 right now. And then the rest of the frequency currencies, we call them frequency currencies, they've about lost their flavor. There must be a new sheriff in town, Bob. There must be a new sheriff in town because it's fallen like a rock. Because now what happens is the dollar's strong for a second, and now it's going to bleed long. Did you see the TikTok from Warren Buffett, Bubby? Did you get a chance?
No, not yet.
You should look at it. Warren Buffett is explaining it. He's really Warren Buffett's now. Now we know who you like. We know which one of the buddies that you like. We know which one you respect. We know that Warren Buffett is the chow hound. He's trying to get all the press. We get that. We understand that. We get that. We appreciate that. We know you appreciate the smart one in the conversation. We're not saying that. What we are saying is that Warren clearly lays out exactly what's going on within and without the... Oh, it's Dr. Dean. Hey, darling.
Hello.
Hey, okay. We're so happy. We're glad you're here. So Warren Buffett, pardon us, darling, just one second.
We go ahead.
Warren Buffett lays it out empirically of how many dollars there are and how many people there are and how many dollars there are per people there are and why this is a problem. And when you listen to him, you're like, God damn, that makes a lot of sense. No wonder we're having gravity's rainbow.
Tommy
no
Pynchon.
Wonder.
Once again.
No wonder, Tommy Pynchon. It's time for you to read Pynchon, Bob. You got about 12 more days. You got to read Gravity's Rainbow one more time. It's about time. Carolyn, please burn it. When you read it this time, burn that book. Put it in the fireplace and make some hot water. Put it in the boiler and let it burn up. It'll be great. Then we'll be done with that shit forever. But this is what that's about, Bobby. Now, did that help you, or did you just, or was that some cliche archetype that you could avoid?
Well, that was good, but it digressed from my question was, who poisoned JW? Now, when you start talking about minions coming at you, you mean the attacks on JW.
Yes. Well, they don't want JW. They want the weak side of us. They find JW as the weak side of us, because JW thinks. He quantifies. He engages. He has chin. He's doing great because he has no choice but to ascend because he's doing all the steps and the processes. But don't think for one second this vile, hot, living water that's too much for the average bear that he's embracing, even making into his tea. His tea caught fire the other day. Silver-tipped oolong jasmine tea caught fire. Burned in the jar.
In the what? Burned in the what?
Jar.
Okay,
so it's kind of like, that's not normal. That's not normal, Bob. And guess what he did? He put the lid on it, doused the fire, and drank it anyway. Didn't bat a hatch. It's all good.
Okay, I guess that's the details of JW's poisoning. Now, it's Bloom's Day today. It'll be a nice,
Things are happening, Bob. Things are happening more than you know. And we were very quiet. You notice how we ease this in. Normally, we make a big to-do about Bloom's Day. But instead, things have happened today, Bob. You'll find out about them in about 30 seconds or so, give or take a minute. Give it take a minute.
Okay,
momentous day.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think like 8 months ago you were saying you announced Bloom's Day, so that was in 2021, and it was going to be in 2022.
Yeah.
I don't think it was way back there for 2021's Bloom's Day. I think it was this one. So I realized yesterday, this is the one that Ian said many months ago, one last statement, watch out, Bloom's Day. So I was thinking, okay, that's going to happen today, but what about my encounter with the deer, the buck? That's pretty close to Bloom's Day. It was.
And it also.
What about tonight?
Guess what else
what about
it closed?
Tonight? I can expect stuff tonight.
You certainly could. Guess what else it did, Bob? It closed off the caldera today.
Uh-oh. That the encounter with the buck?
No.
Or Bloom's Day did.
Well, what's the difference? Look up the Yellowstone National Park. See if it's available. It's closed forever. It's over.
Because it's vulnerable. Somebody's noticed it.
No.
It blow up.
No. All the roads are gone. All the mountains are gone. All the people are gone. All the it's over. It's done. They said it'll never open. It's all done.
Right, but it's still blow up.
Yellowstone. No, that's not the news. The news is that it's closed. So now, therefore, you got a perfect out. How do you close three states? How do you close three states? Sorry, three states of the union are closed. Can't go in and out. Sorry. Can't go in. You're not allowed. Nope. If you're in there, you can't get out. If you're out of there, you can't go in. It's over. All the roads are gone. It's done. Goodbye.
Why was that done? Why was it done?
They had a little flood. The earth and the firmament thereof has absorbed itself. And so that little river, the longest river in the United States, fucked up America, has washed it away. Washed it away. There's power in the blood. Look at Yellowstone, Bob. Look it up.
Are you saying that the caldera, we saved the world from being exposed to it's blowing up?
Nope.
It's not going to blow up?
Nope. You just closed it. You can't move to Yellowstone now. It's impossible.
Yeah. So why did we close it?
For the next step.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got you. Okay. So here's a question.
So it makes this bloom say, so wait. Yeah, now don't miss it. Bob, we just now got you a good, healthy, good erection going on, and now you want to move on to something else. Come on now. Stay with us now. We're trying to give you something. We're trying to get you somewhere. So the majesty of Bloomsday is the closing of the caldera. That's huge, Bobby.
Well, it's not huge if it's still going to blow up.
Doesn't make any difference if it blows up or not. It's closed. How the fuck do you close it?
And it touches three states?
At least.
Oh, it's a big park. Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy that it's closed. I don't give
well,
a fuck.
Montana,
I never went there, and I ain't going there. I don't give a fuck about
forests
and lakes.
Yes, you do. Because as that implodes, it pulls into itself, that the travail alone set a whole other shift in frequency and frequency monikers. You're going to see this. Well, you say you've read Croker, but I can't believe it. So, okay. All right. We'll see what you think you know about Croker. We'll see. But this is huge from a – okay. Herbert W. Armstrong.
Did you just say it's going to implode? Did you just say it's going to implode? Did you just say something like that?
No, but we would never. Yes, Bob, but we would never repeat it. We would never repeat
okay.
it. No, never.
Okay.
Never would we repeat it.
Yeah. Okay,
never.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's going to do something. It's part of the changes.
Already done. I'm going to do something. It's done. It's already done. That's done.
No,
they're saying the water is receding, but they don't have any idea if you'll ever be able to go back to Yellowstone National Park. That's pretty huge.
And what's the river that goes through it? Columbia River or what? What's this longest river you're talking
Yellowstone,
about?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone River. Is this part of the draining out of the Pacific?
It's stopping up. Don't say it like that. Saying it's absorbing. So it's absorbing all the water. So it's absorbing.
Right,
it's running both ways.
Because oxygen is diminishing.
Yeah. But you can talk to Bert. You got time. You talk to Bert about that. Bert's real smart with this stuff. He's getting really good.
Okay.
Talk to Bert about that.
Okay, well, you're saying we don't have to think about the caldera blowing up? No, you haven't said that, and you said it's over.
No,
so
don't think about it. Just note what's going on. Everybody's been evacuated, so if something does happen, nobody's going to get hurt. Okay, we're good. Carolyn says, okay, emergency averted. We're good. Next case.
Who decided that? Were aliens involved in the decision?
They had to, Bob. All the roads were eviscerated. All the roads in and out of it had
by
been
what?
Eviscerated.
By a flood?
Water.
By a flood?
Water. Yeah, a huge flood. You can look
Google
it up.
Google that. I bet you there's nothing in the media about it. Nothing.
Bet you there might be a little something about the flood in Yellowstone. There might be. You look it up.
The Yellowstone National Park, the first national park in the U.S. was closed for the first time in 34 years owing to recent floods.
What's the date of that?
June 15, 2022.
Ions have that in there. Come on, that's Ions doing. Okay, very good.
Makes no difference. makes no difference. The beach is closed. That's what you need to know.
It's yeah, yeah,
open.
Very nice.
And guess what? Okay. Hey, Carolyn, when does it say it's going to reopen? When does it say it's going to reopen?
Maybe, yes. maybe next week.
maybe. But see, the problem is all the roads from Billings, Montana down, everything's washed away. So it's like the water's receding, but all the roads is gone. So maybe the backpackers can get in there. It's great fun.
Then here.
So it's all fun.
Closed for months. Closed for months, says someone else 52 minutes ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So,
okay,
so
carry on.
Yes, you do. Because this sets up the next position. You want to know stuff in ahead of time when it's before it happens. You like to know the heads up before so that you can get on your Facebook. Ion said that the Mississippi River is going to run the wrong way. Okay, this is the precursor for the Joplin, Missouri conundrum. Remember Joplin?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, there'll be millions of people listening to the show on Saturday, right? Near Blue City.
We'll talk about it, but we won't spoil your spoiler alerts. We'll save them for your private session. We won't give those up, but God help them if they ask, though. That's kind of hard, though, because sometimes they're tuned in. Notice how some people hit the points, even though there's no way in the world they can know what the points are, and they hit them right on the head. It's like a hammer looking for a nail. They're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Okay, here we go. Another point. Mm-hmm. Do television, the internet, do they affect the human soul?
They're not the same thing. You're talking about analog TV and now into digital broadcast of TV. Does the digitized version of information affect the living soul or the mortal soul? Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay. No, but they do interlace with them. They interlace. What that means is I know who Jesus is. You know who Jesus is. But you watch the TV, and all of a sudden they'll change the way you can have Bartholomew's version of who Jesus is. See how crazy that sounds? It can shift your belief system to have a new level of knowing. A new level of knowing.
The digital media can do that.
Digitized versions of mediacology, let's say it that way. Because it's not really media, because there isn't... Last In is off the air. There is no medium anymore. There's no medium since Last In went off the air.
Right. So the guff started to evaporate, disintegrate, dissolve with the telegraph 150 years ago. That was the beginning of the extension of electrical environments. Does that include affecting
not the electrical environment. The electrical grid, because it's not an environment, it's a grid. You have to connect to the grid or you have no access. It's not an environment. It's not like we can raise our hands to the sun and get electricity in our veins. It's not like that. We're not talking about vitamin D, Bobby.
Right. Well, what about formal causality, Aristotle's term? Formal causality looks at the technology and sees it affects
people. Now we're negotiating to say, that some position has an affect of our condition. And if you do that, that's fine. But then you got to go to the McLuhan. If you go to the McLuhan quadrant, that gets lost in space very quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. But the formal causality, as McLuhan defined it, affecting social mortar and communication styles and techniques among people.
I wish you wouldn't. You say too many words. You do real good. You say a perfect thing. You say a bunch more words and just fucks it all up. Be concise, Bob, because you make it so general that everything applies. Oh, we're from Lourdes. Where the fuck is Lourdes?
I was being precise. I could have said a lot more words, but I was being precise.
Well, the word you said was too many, so back that thing up and see what we can do.
So that the canceling, the disappearance of the Guff was affected by the electric grid, and it did not affect the soul. Or if the Guff goes away, is the soul, human soul, affected?
Certainly. Without all that other esoteric blah 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 crap you're talking about. Yeah. Perfect. That's good.
The kind of talk that Rudolf Steiner or Edgar Cayce did is what you're saying we can ignore.
That ethereal, it's the ethereal rub that you can't feel. It's the ethereal rub that you cannot feel. That's Edgar Cayce's version of it. The ethereal rub that you cannot feel. Perfect.
That's what he's describing? Cayce's describing that, and that's irrelevant?
Yeah. But he can tell you all about it. He knows he can describe it. He can give you every detail regarding it. But it doesn't matter or apply.
Okay. You're sort of breaking up slightly. Do you want to take a slight break there?
Well, we're sorry. We're doing what we can do with limited resources, which we've made available to you. So we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Is
Joe Rogan taken over by an alien or replaced by an alien?
Yes, both. He has an alien team, and he is represented by an alien, and he is alien most of the time. But we don't want you Just play it. Fuck it. We don't care. We would say
Joe Rogan was a human. Was he transitioned, the human part of him?
Not always. He has both. He has both. He's a symbiote host position. Carolyn knows about that.
Did he get that position because his show became popular and nobody first saw that? Or Joe didn't foresee it?
No. Joe Rogan is a little ridiculous little sot. Who the fuck gives a shit about Joe goddamn Rogan? What is he saying? No, he was infiltrated, and then that was like fuck you, like fuck Bunny. It was moved up the chain of pain to make him be something significant. And so now he gets $100 million or $200 million, so what he has to say is very important. Come on, Bob, that sounds a bit silly. Have you listened to the Joe Rogan podcast? It's the most stupid thing that you ever heard in your entire life. He talks about ridiculous stuff. He doesn't even talk about stuff that's normal or nominal. It's like, Joe Rogan said that we've got to have a penis. Joe Rogan said we got to have a penis. So if we don't have a penis, then we're not this or we're not that. Well, I'm going, what Joe Rogan? Come on now. It's just silly. He just takes some topical little thing and spins it. It's kind of like Bewitched with Elizabeth Montgomery and Samantha Stevens in Bewitched. Just like trying to make
we're
some
talking.
Little thing.
Yeah. You're complaining about Rogan, what he's doing.
No,
but that's an
we're not. We're not complaining. We're telling you that his fame and fortune is alien derived. That's what we're saying. Because who the fuck would listen to some numb nut motherfucker, bald head, trying to tell us how the economy works and how morality works and how we're supposed to fuck what we're supposed to fuck and why are we supposed to fuck what we fuck? Come on now. You listen to what the motherfuckers got to say, and you're like, this is crazy. Why am I going to take my time, energy, and space to engage in this bullshit? I'll just watch Joy Behar and see what she has to say about it. We'll wait and see how this works itself out.
Does Joe have any awareness that he was taken over by aliens? Joe Rogan.
Who was Joe Rogan before Joe Rogan got famous? Nobody. Who did Joe Rogan recognize before Joe Rogan got famous? Nobody. He didn't recognize himself. Who's his family? Who's his family? Where does he come from? Where did he go to school? Who was he? Where does he connect to? Uh-oh. We got a little problem here, Houston. Doesn't seem to connect, does it? Yeah. You see. Look him up.
Yeah. Are you saying, was he dropped in here like Gurdjieff?
We don't want to say it like that to give him credit. Because, see, now we're going to give him credit. People go, that's Joe Rogan. He's an alien, so I'm going to listen to what he has to say. We're not trying to do that. We're not trying to say that. We're not trying to pimp him. We're not trying to pimp him out. If Carolyn wants to pimp him out, she can do that. But she did the same thing with Wayne Dyer, and you know how that went.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. The next topic. All right, here's the next topic. You mess with Trump. This is the law of the universe, it seems. You mess with Trump, you're in trouble. Is everybody on the January 6th committee?
If you mess with Trump, you're done. You're not in trouble. You're done.
Right.
And it'll take time for it to catch up. And everybody so far, they've raised their hand against Donald J. Trump. They have fallen. You're welcome.
What will happen to the members of the January 6th committee investigating him today?
Gone, the stone was rolled back. Gone.
They will suffer the same doom, is what you're saying, right?
Wow, yeah. You need a short Lynn Cheney.
Yeah, short Lynn Cheney.
Lynn Cheney's on the stock market, you better short her. You better short her hard. But she too. Because you listen to that.
Yeah.
You haven't listened to it. Bob, let's stop. Just one second. You haven't listened to it. The people are listening. Well, nobody's really listening to it. But the ones that are listening to it, they give a one-sided program of how Trump ruined the world, and he did it in the world, and he was going to hang Mike Pence, and he was trying to get Pence to undo the election, and it's like there's no other side to this campaign. All they're trying to do is to either put him in jail, which they obviously are not going to be able to do, or keep him, Donald J. Trump, from running for president, because they know if he runs, he's going to whoop their bitch asses, because all of them's going to be primaried and put out of office. So they ain't going to have an opinion about right from wrong and up from down and left from right. They're not going to get to say their position of what Adam Schiff says normal is, you see. So it's kind of like it's over. So they're doing everything they can do, Miss Leffler, doing everything they can do to get their digs in while they can to convince the world that Trump did all this, that Trump caused all this, that's why gas is $8 a gallon. It's because of Trump. Trump did it. Yeah, it was Trump. Putin. It was Putin and Trump. Trump and Putin. It was Ukraine.
Okay, fine. We got that. Fine. Ian, so the other day on the show, might have been Tuesday, you in passing said Pelosi is dead or in Guantanamo.
She's in Guantanamo, but she has expired now. She's expired now, but she was in Guantanamo. Yeah.
Yeah, you said some of the living organs of some of the people, Hillary and them or whatever, are in Guantanamo. Is that organs that have been removed from the corpse and they're kept alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to see pictures of Nasty's house? You want to see pictures of Nasty's house? It's pretty cool.
So, what's his name? The guy that was in the...
Is that a no?
This is how I interpreted the question. My answer is about John whatever, the guy who started the first digital security, and then he suicided himself, and then he showed up, and he was making film, and I remember Ian telling me that there was footage of Hillary's corpse in his films. This is like last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John,
mm-hmm.
the maniac.
Podesta. Mm-hmm.
No, not Podesta. The guy who hung himself in Spain, faked his death. He started the first...
Epstein.
No, oh, Jesus, that's Jeffrey. The guy who created the first security software in the 80s or 90s.
You're talking about McAfee. You're talking about McAfee.
Yeah, right. You said his film had footage of the dead Hillary corpse. Is that what you're thinking of if I want to see pictures?
No.
Okay. Somewhere else. Is he still around? We don't hear much about McAfee. Did he go invisible?
He got the memo. We told him to set his bitch ass down and shut his fucking bitch ass up, or he was going to have to deal with Dr. Carolyn Dean. He said, okay, and he shut the fuck up.
Okay, good.
He could go, I told him, or he could go sit with Edward Snowden and see how he likes that.
Okay, the next point. Glenn's car, you got Glenn, our friend here in Maui, he got in his car, battery wouldn't work. And he got outside, and then the door was locking and unlocking itself. Was you in any way messing with his car?
No, it wasn't us. It was that he is bolstering a position of power that he doesn't control. And so we had to explain to him that this power that he so vehemently wields is not controlled by him. That's all.
Does he have this power because of his association with Carolyn and I?
We didn't say nothing. We didn't say all that. We don't know. No. Okay. But obviously not. Obviously not, because he don't have money. He can't even control his fucking car battery or a dead battery locking doors on a dead car. That's pretty fucked up, isn't it? I got my battery dead, but it keeps locking my doors. That don't make no goddamn sense. Okay. I got the power. I got the power. Dun, 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 dun. But he really don't. Just saying.
Why is there power around him?
Well, he embraces it enough. The laugh, the innocence that he comes to us. He comes to us innocent, Bob.
He does come to us innocent.
And that's good. That's healthy. And that's appropriate. But it won't. That's not the ties that bind. Blessed be the ties that bind our hearts in Christian love.
Okay, next topic. But it's back to Brendan, the fake Lakota. He said, when he heard about my seeing the buck the other night, he said, that's the demon witch. In our culture, the deer is the woman, and it's bad news.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that he's projecting reference to my experience, or
it's
just a coincidence?
It's not a projection. That's an example of the anomaly of that place of power. See, that he's not even Lakota, so I don't know how he's quoting Lakota. But, okay, if he were Lakota, he could be quoting what Lakota would say about Lakota. But this is getting a little crazy. It's kind of like Aunt Clara. It's like Aunt Clara telling us all how witchcraft works after a little while. It don't really make much sense when you really got down to it. But that's another... I like having tea with Uncle Arthur. You won't like how this ends, I can promise you that. But anyway, set that aside. What he's trying to say is that representation is a deity, a god. Their religion says that is a god. We agree with that. Nothing wrong with that. That beast represents a god. It didn't run you through, so you were superior to it. Based on, what is it, Damien, whatever his fucking name is, Damien, maybe it's Damien, maybe the old one, maybe he's Damien, maybe that's it. Brendan, Damien, Brendan.
Brendan,
so we're toying with Damien from the Omen and Brendan with Weejot 58.
Right.
So he's trying to say, in our culture, that's a female god, demon thing. And we go, well, we don't have a problem with that. That's fine, because it didn't run you through. Now, had it run you through, you, Bob.
Me?
They're
referring to Bob?
Yeah.
Didn't run you through.
Or Miss Brooks, or Dame Edna. I don't really know. Whoever you want to talk about, it's all right with us. But Dame Edna didn't see it. You did, Bob. So we're saying, had that happened that way, then it would be in a different representation. We're saying that position that you're prescribing or that he's referring to makes you equal to that deity. If you say it like that, we're not mad about that. That's okay. All right, good.
All right, thank you. Buck
Elm?
Oh,
the deer.
Yeah, deer man. I'm a deer man.
Dear,
okay, thank you for
that. Dear Miss Brooks. That's right. Dear Miss Brooks.
Okay. The latest story from Michio Kaku, the physicist on WBAI in New York, well-known physicist, popularizer of string theory and stuff. he was asked about the UFO phenomenon, and he started talking about FRB, which stands for fast radio bursts. And these things out there somewhere generate more energy than a billion suns. What is he unaware of what he's talking about? He's talking about something.
Frequency.
How would you correct?
Frequency, 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 frequency. We've been talking about frequency since the beginning of it all. It's all about frequency. If you increase the frequency to that level, degree, or position, then what happens in about 1 second, you bind yourself into a position where you have no other choice but to respond. And that energy not responded to becomes vast. That's all he's trying to say.
Are we responding to it?
You certainly are, whether you like it or not. Some people get the myocardial blasty. People get the skin cancer. Some people get the brain cancer. Some people get the, what is that other stuff that everybody likes so good? The pancreas cancer. All those things. They get a lot of those things. They respond, you know.
If you take our products, does that adjust your frequency so you're not affected with the illness?
Depends.
Depends, eh? What's it depend on? The person's desires?
Capacity, not desire. Capacity. Mm. The desire has nothing to do with it. The capacity is. It's like when you have your anal glands expressed. It's only effective if they're backed up or full.
Right. You know what that means, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Anal glands
she's
are
laughing.
Full?
Yeah, she's laughing. She's
you
laughing.
Want to translate that for
somebody,
the listeners, Carolyn?
That's when, when somebody say? Squeezes. That's when somebody squeezes your ass cheeks to get the grease out of it.
What's he talking about, Carolyn?
A little pocket.
Well, where are we talking about?
In the anus, there are glands that can get backed up. And a doctor has to go in and squeeze them.
By putting his hand in there?
Gloved hand.
Yeah. Why is he bringing that up? We're talking about the fast radio.
Carolyn don't glove. Carolyn don't glove. She don't glove.
He's bringing it up because he's ion.
I know. Listen, yeah. Carolyn, related to the fast radio bursts and the frequency of the billion sun energy, is he listing off pancreas cancer? And that was just another problem in a body that he was citing? Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well, we're paralleling that energy that they're referring to as anal gland expression. That's what we're doing. Same thing.
Of the
just
universe.
As important. Of the universe, yes. If you let it get backed up, it will fuck you up. If you get the universe, it'll fuck you up. If your butt gets stopped up, your glands get stopped, your butt, it'll fuck you up. You have to get it out and work that out. So it's, now you're coming back to balance. Balance is what
right.
you're trying to pedal, Bobby.
Is this a
balance.
Is this a piling up, blocking over the last 10 million years, or... Is it that timing just because the poles are flipping and we're leaving the rip?
No difference.
And all the things are happening right
no
now.
Difference.
Is it connected to that?
No difference.
These radio bursts.
Yes, no, but there's no difference. There's no difference. They've always been the burst. Just some by the flood and some by the fire. Some by the flood, some by the fire. It's been going on forever. It just now comes to a head. We would say it's an individual driven plight or it's a coercive condition of the android meme. Or we would say it's an affect of an overloaded android meme to convince you that you're doomed. See? After about 30
right.
seconds, you won't be able to tell you 30 seconds, you won't be able to tell the difference. Just
saying. Right, so you mean me, Bob. Bob won't be able to tell the difference.
Oh, well, to whom the bell tolls, you know, we don't care, whatever uh-huh. that means. We don't care.
Is it coming to a head because I'm bringing it to a head?
You better damn skippy, yeah. And then you're mad because it hadn't happened yet, forcing it every step of the way. The stock market's 29,000. It was 36,000. Carolyn's nervously washing her hands because she's getting nervous about Southern Company because even it's off a little bit. She don't know what we're going to do next because it's like, oh, fuck. I'm still good, but goddamn, this is not so good. We've lost $9 trillion in the stock market. So your 401k now is a 1.5k, Bob. Your 401k is now 1.5k right now, and everybody's getting nervous. But now we done told it. We done said, everybody be still to listen up. This is what's going to happen. It's the end of the world as we know it. And then Bob says, as he nervously looks at this condition, says, well, I don't know what I am talking about. When is this all this bad stuff going to happen? I don't know when all this stuff wants to come down.
Bloomsday.
Really
we should have known. It was all going to happen.
Bloomsday's coming out here. And the world is down, and the gas is $9 a gallon, and people can't go nowhere. They ain't got no food. They can't go buy no food. But I don't know what he's talking about. He said some bad stuff's going to happen somewhere. But I don't even know what that really means, because can't nothing really bad happen to me. I don't know about anything bad. People talking about bad stuff. They talk about the caldera blowing. They talk about California shut down. They talk about the end of the world as we know it. But I don't even know what. People dying all over the place. Now they got the monkey pox. They're falling out left and right and all over the place. But I don't know. I just wish I would be specific and say when something's really going to goddamn happen. We've been waiting so long for something to goddamn happen. I can't really read it. Because it's kind of ridiculous after a little bit. All these words keep being said. Nothing really happened. I don't know. Hey, Bob, here's the new memo for you. It's creeping up on you. That's
yeah. Michael Brown's mother announced it the other day. She said to him, it's happening. She told her son,
it's happening. Yeah, it's creeping up on you. It's creeping up on you, Bob. It's creeping up on you. You don't have to worry about it. It's good. We're sneaking ascension in on you. But it didn't give everybody a change. Can't give them a change.
Yep.
They can now decide. They can decide, you know what? I don't want to live in this world anymore. That's the first choice, and that's all right. You don't have to. You don't have to. This world is not your home. You don't have to do that. You have to come to a place where you decide you're going to ascend, and that's where it comes. Sometimes you got to get to a place where nothing else works, and if you want to do that, that's okay with us. We understand. We really do. It's normal. As a bird flies. Because if you listen to us, it's kind of like this is a step. Oh, I got to do the OA. Oh, I got to find about the angels. I got to find out about the keys in the ears. Oh, my God. I got to find out about the angels we have heard. I got to figure out all this stuff. I got to talk to Bob. Bob won't even answer the goddamn phone. He certainly won't answer an email. I hate Bob. I don't know why I talk to Bob. Man, I can't make it unless I talk to Bob. The goddamn dark soul, everybody in the world, including the Jameson family, has decided that he is the devil incarnate, the Antichrist. And now I got to fuck with the Antichrist in order to ascend. And then I got to talk to this non-physical that says nigger, lots. Nigger, lots. Says it often. Why I got to talk to something that says nigger? Says nigger in front of everybody. Why I got to do that? I don't want to do that. So then it's like, yeah, I don't really know what this is all about, and I'm really confused, and I don't know why I'm here, and I don't know how to get out of here. But if I was to get out of here, I'd be really glad to know how to ascend if I could.
Okay, fine. We got that very, very well said.
There's your nickels worth. There's your soundbite if you ain't never gotten one, Bobby.
That's right. Okay, the next point: are aliens carbon based? Any of the aliens that are around us?
Sometimes.
Are angels still argon based?
We would love to say no comment, but we have thoroughly embraced that they already are. So we don't know how to get out of it. So we have to agree. We would like to say, no comment, and let that go to the wind, but that's not going to work here, buddy.
Right, so the aristocrats, the oligarchy, the Politburo, they would interact.
No. You mean the cartoon? You mean the cartoon, the aristocrats?
No.
This is a Duffy Doodle Doo thing.
No.
Is that what you mean?
No, the oligarchy. The queen's family, the queen's lineage, they would interact with phenomena, the extra world, and they'd call it angels, but some of them are aliens. Well, there is a difference between angels and aliens based on argon and carbon, correct? That would be a way to see a difference between the aliens and the angels?
There is, but sometimes you have to mark, you have to gauge or calculate for miscegenation sometimes.
Okay, why do the D2 aliens
be careful about
want,
that.
here's a key question. Why do the B2 aliens want to talk to Ion? Do they need access to Ion to get improve their own technologies or whatever they're interested in?
They don't control. They can't control the power of the gods. So they need Ion
to
tap into tech body, to tap into tech body or Ion for so they can have the power of the gods. See, that's what we never really said before, is that we got the power. Dun, 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 dun. We just wait on you to take it. But if you don't, we got it. We got it, Toyota.
Yeah, you say you're very powerful. As we take more power, do you
lose
your power?
Yes, we'd like to. We don't want power. Power is fucked up. Power is ridiculous. It's terrible. Callan says it's vulgar. We shouldn't have anything to do with it. That's what Callan says.
What do you want?
We want the humans to take your place of power and to rule and reign forever so we don't have to.
And you have been reigning for a while.
We'll see.
Right. If we take our power, what will you be doing if you don't have to engage in reigning anymore?
Enjoying the benefits and the pleasures of your kingdom, the kingdom of Bob.
Hanging out with Bob.
We can sit with the 420 elders and sing the praises forever of the art and artistry of the power of Bob. Praise Bob.
Is that a good song?
Praise Bob.
Is that like a Dylan song?
Bob.
Is it pentatonic?
Oh, no, we were just singing. It is pentatonic. Allison,
is it like
you walk?
Do what?
No. No, it's like a dirge. You know, some of the Dylan music, a dirge.
Yeah.
It's like a dirge.
You mean like the First Nations music, the Cherokee music? That's dirge like.
Sometimes. Yeah. But you go to the original monks, get us some nice what is that? Carpathian
right.
music? No, that's not it.
I know what you mean.
Carthage.
Okay.
Carthage. Go to Carthage and some of the original dirges. Mm-hmm.
The civilization known as Carthage, that time of Rome,
uh-huh.
That Carthage?
Yes. Pre-Rome.
Okay.
Carthage is pre-Rome, a dot. It's a dot pre-Rome, you know.
A side thing, the watchtowers, a tourist thing. Some guy built these towers out of, I don't know, bottles or something. What inspired him? What was he trying to do with that watchtower?
Ascension. He was trying to master or create a domicile that would be referenced by the gods, or actually by angels, because he wasn't that high-minded. If you look at some of the details with what the references were made in the position, it was to honor the angelic realms, honoring of the angelic realms. Mm-hmm.
So he was naive about the actual role of the aliens.
Well, he was drunk. He was stoned. He was out of whack. He was just trying to, he was just following something to be something, because otherwise, what was he? Nothing. But nothing.
Right.
I mean, who ever heard of him before? What had he done before? Where did he come from? Who was his mama? Why isn't that listed? I mean, hell, at least you know who Joseph Kennedy was. You know,
right.
At least you know who that is. So, you know.
Okay, yeah, the Bob you just described, is he part of the gods that you were referring to 2 minutes ago? The gods?
Maybe. Maybe.
The aliens want access to the gods. Why? They got pretty good technology. Why aren't they godlike or have access to the gods yet?
Not sure that they're not. You're not sure that they're not.
Right. So this is Herbert W. Armstrong, that, you know, humans are the center of everything. They're wonderful. And
No. Hold on. God. Whoa, Mildred. No. Humans are sinners. They have fallen short of the grace and glory of God. They are less than. They are nothing. They are ridiculous. They're sinners in the hands of an angry God, with Jonathan Edwards' famous sermon.
Yeah.
They gave up. They gave up. And what Herbert W. Armstrong was saying, is that within the quote, quote, the Church of Christ, you can be something through and only through the Church of Christ. So if you follow that, whatever that is, dogma, then you can be held in a higher regard and esteem if you do. See, but nobody does.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Okay, next question. I pointed out that what timing occasioned the Sphinx to close its eyes? Did this happen in what we call 2022? Did
just
it happen
the other
during
day.
The rain?
Just the other
just
day.
Just the other day. And that's because we're coming up to Bloomsday and all that it means?
And the end of the world as you know it. Mm-hmm.
And that was the prophecy. Who made the prophecy that the Sphinx, when it closed its eyes, it was the end of the world or the end of time? I'm not sure what they're actually.
Oh, lots of people. That about six different religions. They all did the same because they're all kind of interlinked. They're interlinked. Yeah.
Yeah. And they all saw mm-hmm. that the Sphinx would close its eyes. There's significant timing.
No, that's how they were able to see that that was the end of the condition because that was huge. Everybody could see that. So they did it because everybody could see that. That was the point.
Who's they? They did it? They made the prediction or
the
they
world,
created it?
The world. The world could see that. That's something that they could notice, that everybody could pay attention to and say, oh, my God, the Sphinx eyes are open, now they're closed. This is the end. This is it. This is it. And it's the four horsemen of the apocalypse walked across my front yard. Okay, the four horsemen of the horse people, don't say horse men, horse people of the apocalypse walked across my front yard. So now this is the time it's in. So let's get ready to go on to Megiddo because I've seen them in my front yard. You see, like that. It's a sign of the times, Bob. It's a sign of the times. That's the one. Mm-hmm.
But the Sphinx has another role in terms of directing the Earth to on the way through the sun.
That's a countdown. That's a countdown. Those eyes closing is a countdown. It's like 3, 2, 1, liftoff. Let's go. You know, if y'all not in your seat, you ain't got your seatbelt back fastened. What do you call clipped or what do you do with your seatbelt? You put your seatbelt and clip, snap it, do that thing. If you, that means you should be in your chair, you should be boarded, you should shut the fuck up, you should put your tray table up, you should have your seat up, you should put your fasten your seat belt, and stop all that goddamn crying and turn that telephone off and get yourself right with God because it's time to go. So stop all that. Let's go. That's all.
Right, and the countdown got to zero. 3, 2, 1, liftoff. Did we get the liftoff when the eyes were closed?
We don't want to say it like that, but yes.
Well, was it three? Was it three? They closed the eyes at 3 or 2 or 1 or liftoff. Which phase is the closing of the Sphinx eyes?
It's too late, Bob. It's over. It's done. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, it's liftoff.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's nothing to talk about. See, that's what I'm saying. We can talk about Deb West and the Baritz Eldorado Cadillacs and how pretty they are, and all that, but that don't make no difference. Now, it's like it's over. We too. You done. You got it. If it don't make the cut, it ain't going to matter. Either way, it ain't going to matter. Soon.
Yeah. I looked up ridicule because I'm going when I re-listen to the session, I'll see how it's used. So it's a bag, handbag or purse. Is there another symbol meaning for it that you're using?
A container, something that contains an abject thought or condition.
Right, it's an image of identity somebody might have, right?
Could
very
be.
Flimsy.
If they contain it, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So if they can use it, if they can exploit the function of the reticule that's containing it.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
To somebody.
How many times did Garrett Dean have to tell you he was gay?
I don't think he ever said it. He never said
That's it. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. It was no issue. It was no big surprise. That's the difference between Clinton and what you're trying to prescribe. Garrett lived it. He was busy living. He was engaging. He was bigger than life.
Hmm.
Garrett Dean was larger than all those constraints that would hold him back. Clinton has to spend all of his time telling you how he's a gay beer salesman, rolling a dope, rolling the bowl, smoking a dope. See the difference? That's the difference. That's the difference. That's perfect. Good. He did good. That was excellent. That was good, Bobby.
Okay, thank you. The next topic, just a minute. Next topic, are there circles and triangles in the world of things? Now, you have said that there's no sacred geometry, these projections in the human mind on
there,
the nature
there's
are
geometry.
Not useful.
There's geometry. It's just not sacred. There's geometry. It's just not sacred.
Is geometry useful today, or we've moved into a whole interaction with non-physical?
No. You can use it. You can use it if you're trying to triangulate. You know how to do that. That's easy,
yeah.
From where you are and where you're to be, and those position postulates. We call it postulates. If you use it that way, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You can use geometry to see how far of a leftist you are, or how many rightists you are. How close you are to what, who's his name? Bernie Sanders believes. You can do it that way. You can use a postulate to calculate that. Then you had to find out that there's such a thing as a democratic socialist or a socialist democrat or whatever that means. We don't know. We don't know what that means, but now we found out that that's even a thing. Well, you use geometry to gauge how far or close you are away from or to that. From or to that. At your off-ramp, buddy.
Is it useful to take a young mind in what they call education and teach them geometry? Is that...
No. Because what they're doing is they're teaching them the critical race theory, and that's why you have this whole generation that would follow Bernie Sanders and say, take all the money away from the rich people. Get rid of the rich. The problem is the rich people. Too many rich people. Get rid of all the rich people. We go, okay. But if you give everybody in the whole country the same amount of money in a year and 6 months, all the people that have money will have the money right back. They don't care. Rich people don't see it as a blessing. The last thing you worry about is money, Bob. When you got money, that becomes a bother. Now you got to deal with it. Now you got to pay somebody to watch it. Now you got to keep from losing it or being taken advantage of, or people are being nice to you because they want your money. That's vulgar. You don't want that. But so it's like, you know, I just didn't nobody know I had any money. It'd be better off. So, but everybody's in the fighting to get the money. And then when you get it, it's like, ooh, that's not so much fun. So that's the rub. That whole Gen Z, is that a Gen Z? Which one is it now? Gen Z, we don't know what they are. We don't know the number. The ones that came through school had the ones that got
the
degrees
millennials?
Lately. Yeah, the ones that got degrees and can't work at McDonald's. The ones that have bachelor degrees and can't work at McDonald's because they can't get hired. They don't have a good work reference kind of thing. Because, see, they were taught not
right.
to work, and that everybody was bad, and capitalism is bad, and the corporations are going to kill you, and the government's the only thing that's going to save you, and you better follow the government, and you better get a union. Good for the union label. When you are buying a garment or bag, that's what they're trying to say you got to have now, and that's not true. Obviously.
We were talking about geometry. Don't learn geometry.
Yeah.
Don't force it on the kids. Because why? Because
the predicated outcome is something they can calculate. The geometry would teach them how to calculate it, but they don't worry. They don't teach them geometry now because they'll tell them how they're going to come out. It would be all right to teach them geometry, but they don't teach them geometry. They tell them how they're going to end up. You're going to be a slave. And you're going to be poor all the days of your life. But if you taught them geometry, they could calculate their own end. Outcome.
Well, there's a good point here. Good question. What? Where did this ideology? Was it the baby boomer teachers or the younger generation, Generation X? Why? Where did these people, these teachers, get the notion to start teaching this to the kids, like the 90s or whenever, you know, 20, 30 years ago? Where did that come from?
Wow. Oh, it was the NEA embraced this position long ago from these subcultured positions that said, if you want to take over the country, you have to embrace them at the from the cradle to the grave. And so all you got to do is have two generations that way and you take over that country. And so it was introduced in the late 60s. Not
by
completely,
Saul Alinsky,
but that was the,
that's,
a little after that, right after the brawl burners, after the brawl
burners
got over there.
Angela Davis. It would be basically the baby boomers had to get jobs, so they brought their ideology from the streets, the rock and roll culture, into the classroom. Is that what it was?
And we wouldn't care if it was a Peter, Paul, and Mary motif. That would be all right. But they took that and then took the expletive or the next level of the Peter, Paul, and Mary of Puff the Magic Dragon. They took the next level of the Doors. The next level of the Doors, and then they brought it home to say that this critical race theory is something that you have to be punished for. And then, then it went from there, and then to realize that boys have vaginas.
Did Saul Alinsky, did Angela Davis, where did this ideology, are there any figures that got it going that were older than the baby boomers?
None of it. It was all crept in at different tiered levels. It was just tiered
on
levels.
On purpose?
A little bit here and a little on purpose. A little bit here, a little bit there. To the point that nobody knew what was happening at the Harper Valley PTA with Jeannie C. Riley. Remember her?
Yes. Would you say that came out of the World Economic Forum or that was a later phase of propaganda?
Same source, different version. Same source, different version. We don't
families,
care. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. Doesn't matter. It's all good.
Because
that's
it
all
does,
good. Where did it come
it
from?
Work.
Where is it going? Doesn't matter. Doesn't work. It's
because
like socialism.
It doesn't work.
Like socialism.
Yeah, so it doesn't work. And they're now got their hoist petarded. They are in trouble, hiding probably. But there is a lot of university.
Well, now since Bob has shut it all down, everybody realized what they were teaching in regular media college. You exposed
it. Yes. So I did that in 2020 when COVID started, or was I doing it before?
Just then.
Yeah. But there are still some university presidents and administrators hanging on and trying to keep it going, right?
Uh-huh. Of course.
And their image of keeping going is make sure Trump isn't president. That's what they're fighting against. Yeah, he's an icon of a different direction. Does Don Trump think of education? Would he, if he became viceroy or some influential position in public, would he help change the education system for a better thing, or he doesn't think about those matters?
Well, that's right. He'd have to think about those matters.
Yeah, we don't know if he would, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did he say those things the committee are saying, murder Pence and whatever other stupid stuff they said he said in the transition period, late 2020?
No. He never tried to hang him. He didn't try to do all. He wasn't after all that. It wasn't necessary.
Why
even if he hung him, what good would it do? If he was to hang him, how would that serve him? That wouldn't serve him. That wasn't helping.
Yeah. So in that period, Christmas 2020, going into January, Sidney Powell was allowed in the White House and laid out her case. She perceived that he wasn't that enthusiastic. Is that because he knew other stuff that she didn't know about and he kept it to himself? Or he was apathetic?
Yes. No, he was introverted. He was trying to be cool.
Right, but
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, he was trying to be cool. Didn't he want the election fraudulence to be exposed?
Well, he was just trying to drain the swamp. He didn't realize that it was Republicans and Democrats.
So he's realizing that in that period when he lost.
He realized it. He realized it in the soup that he was going to have to kill them all. He was going to have to do them all in. It's like terrible.
So is he interested in doing that?
Yeah, he is.
So that's a level that he couldn't discuss with Sidney Powell.
He did. So he did finally.
Yeah, he says, I'm going to get them. And he's still thinking that way,
and he
correct?
Is. And he is. So far, he is.
Is the committee hearings getting any effect on the majority of Americans? Because, you know, the regular media is not listened to much anymore, and they're trying to make a big deal out of it. Are Americans indifferent to it? Or they're being fooled
Nobody
by it?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares anymore. Bob, who's listening to anything anymore? It's just silly.
Because the shit's hitting the fan today.
Right? Now they're worried about, now that they're not worried about that, they're worried about how they're going to get enough gas to get to the store for the groceries that ain't the store for them to buy.
Do they see that Biden's not going to help them? Whatever the Biden image is, do they see that image is going to help us?
No. But they do see the snippets where Biden says, it's not my fault. There's no button in the White House I can push. This is Putin. This is Russia. Russia did this. We didn't do this. This was Trump. Trump did this. Trump did this. We didn't do this. I didn't do this. I didn't do it. You know, it's like, you know, Urkel. Remember the show Urkel with the little Negro boy with his pants pulled way up there? You got to look up Urkel. Urkel. He had his pants pulled up with suspenders about to his breast. And he'd say when something bad would happen. Yeah, that's Biden. And he'd pull his pants up and he'd look up and he'd something terrible would happen. And he was talking about Urkel. And he'd say, did I do that? Did I do that? And so that's Biden says, like when something's going to gas, it's $10 a gallon, he'll get on the stage and he'll say, did I do that? I didn't know I did that. Did I do that? So, yeah, that's what happened here. So it's Urkel. You can look up, you can Google Urkel, people will know, did I do that? That's what Joe Biden is turning into. Because everything turns back to him because he's doing everything in these speeches that Trump asked him. Says, what are you going to do with fossil fuels? He says, are you going to do away with fossil fuels? He said, yes, we're gonna phase it out over time. We're going to phase it out. First thing he does, day one, takes out the Keystone Pipeline. Takes all the everything the EPA could give a permit for. They canceled and they sued them, and now it's in court. So now it takes 2 years. Now you've got a land lease from the federal government. You got to pay for 2 years while you're fighting a lawsuit with the EPA to get a permit to be able to draw the gas or the oil out of the ground, which you got to schedule with a refinery. They run on a schedule. They're not the same thing. They act like this is one person that owns all the oil, all the gold in California. It ain't like that. So then what happens is they come back in and they make it where it's impossible for them to do any kind of business at all. So the Permian Basin says, fuck this. Okay, we're good. We'll wait. We're good. Do what you want to do. It's not worth it. Because if you're going to shut me down, I'm not going to waste all this money on leases of oil I can't pump from a lawsuit that I'm going to win, but I can't win against the federal government. So I'm good. Now, you let me know when you're ready. Let me know.
For
meanwhile,
what? Who's saying all that?
To go,
the guy suing
people,
Biden? Is that the
West
voice
Texas,
of people suing Biden?
West Texas Industries. And they're making suits because they're suing the EPA. They won't process their coupons or their rations or their certificates, their permits that allow them to drill. They get it. But they can't drill. So it's kind of like, well, why am I paying for this lease on land I can't get any oil out of the ground? Well, if you win your lawsuit, okay, well, that's 2 years from now. Okay, well, gas will be $20 a gallon in 2 years. All right, let's do this thing. Okay, you good? I'm good. You good? I'm good. We're good. We're good. It's all good.
What are they going to do? Oh, instead of waiting to
not
years,
pump
are they
any oil. They're not going to pump any oil. They're not going to lose any money in an industry that's not going to allow them to survive. And so it's like, okay, And then ain't gonna be no diesel.
That's more crisis.
Ain't gonna be no.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be. It already. It's not gonna be crisis, Bob. It already is. Their tractors are sitting in fields without diesel. They can't plant.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Now you know. So now you know what happened.
Why,
now what happened? If COVID.
Yeah.
If COVID didn't get them, starvation did.
Right. Yeah. What? When are they gonna get Jill Biden? Is she still alive, or is she transitioned?
We don't want to talk about that just a second. There's a
okay,
new story that's going to be good about that. It's going to be good. Ask that again. Don't put that in a note, though. Don't let it go. But we don't want to spoil it. It's a spoiler alert. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be fun in a minute.
Is Hunter Biden still alive, the kid?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. He's like second in line to the throne now. Isn't he like Harry?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
He runs the Crown Incorporated, Bob, I guess.
Okay. W.B. Yeats, the famous Irish poet, talking to somebody who knew something about his ideology, and he called angels, demons, aliens, frustrators, and they were part of his book, The Vision.
They are. They are frustrators because they're trying to get you to give up your power, and so then they win. That's what you call the frustration. That's the reason we said don't cry, because they love it. They'll take advantage of it, or they'll do anything to make you cry because they want the salt out of your tears, and they want you to lose. They want you to give up. They want you to find yourself in an impossible state, an incredulous reality that there's no way out. And then he's like, well, I'm not going to make it, so I'm going to go kill somebody. So you take a gun and go to a school and start shooting people up. Or how many years ago was it we were talking about shooting people in the face? The people just get their guns and go out and shoot somebody in the face. Remember we used to talk about that all the time? Well, now we don't talk about that anymore. But now they're doing that all day long. And nobody seems to be surprised. Now, they were shocked. They were taken aback. Ion, why are you talking that shit? Don't be talking that shit. That's terrible. Ain't nobody killing nobody. Ain't not taking guns and just going shooting up things. They're not doing that. That's not happening. Why are you saying that kind of stuff? Well, guess what, Bobby? They are now.
Right. Did you tell me about Yeats frustrators? Is that where I got that from?
You did. Long ago. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, see, no, it was just last week. What?
We've done that a longer than that.
Time. Okay.
A little longer than that.
So Yeats knew that angels were interfering with humans?
Yeah, we call them interlopers. Interlopers.
Mm-hmm. Did Aleister Crowley know with the same acuity
right.
as Yeats?
Well, you say acuity, so now you're adding a phasal entomment to it, too. So maybe, but maybe not quite the same degree. Crowley borrowed a lot of power from the Enochian realm. So he borrowed some of the stuff he, quote, unquote, knew. See what I mean? It was an implied science. It's like Bucky Fuller. He had an implied regime he was embracing. That was a good slip shot. Did you catch that, Bobby?
Yeah, you used a phrase a minute and a half ago, something phasal. I don't think those words came through clear.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yeah,
it was phrase.
It's like a phasal reality, the reality of the phased capacity. A phased capacity. Not all at once.
Okay, so Yeats, how did he get his acumen or his perception of angels? Most people saw angels as our friends and our guardians.
We don't know that he did. He just said some shit. See, that's the rub.
Okay.
What's that based on? All but nothing. It wasn't based on nothing.
So the Order of the Golden Dawn, Yeats was part of that, and Aleister Crowley was hanging around there. So there's a lot of mythology about it. They retrieved John Dee. The Fabian Socialists and Blavatsky and Rudolf Steiner. A lot of people see them as spiritual. Do you agree with the information they put out? Is it like totally irrelevant to today's situation, or you could use it?
You can use it if you want to. We don't really care because it doesn't matter anymore. It would be all right if you wanted to embrace it, because all it is mirroring what we know. Basically, it's just a mirroring, in essence.
And a mirroring is not useful?
Well, if it's telling you what you already know, it's kind of like how many times you got to read Ezra Pound. You know, after the first or 40th time, you kind of got it, you know?
Yeah, but you're saying you know. Do humans know what the Theosophists were saying in general?
No, the humans don't know shit. They don't even know. Yeah, they don't even know. They don't know Wyndham Lewis.
Right.
Not to mention Lewis Carroll. That's even worse. They really don't know. They think they know, but they don't know. If you can, and see, you're working. Now listen, Bob, you're doing really good, because what you're doing is you're trying to set the strata for a conditioned response. And when we go, well, they don't even know Wyndham Lewis. How are they going to know? And you're saying, well, do they embrace this information, however tactile, in their environment? And we're like, they don't even know who Wyndham Lewis is or what he said. So how in the world would they know? They wouldn't know. They have no way to know. And if they knew, they wouldn't know how to recognize it. So, I mean, that's your once again, Bob. You're on the point. You're on point, Bubby.
All right. In Nostradamus, the section on Bob that you pointed out, it says, I meet in a plane, in some kind of military situation, and it describes the battle and me being deceptive. And then you say, well, Bob, someone else will be doing the battle for you. You'll be watching on the sidelines.
You'll be in the battle, but you won't be in the fight. You'll be in the battle, but you won't be in the fight. And it's a C-5. C-5 plane.
An airplane.
C-5, uh-huh.
Yeah, an airplane. Are you, is there more about that scenario you can talk about, or I shouldn't know about it yet?
We could say a little bit more, but it really wouldn't make any difference, because what you're trying to ask about is you're trying to see how close or far away you are to that position. Otherwise, you wouldn't care. Right?
Yeah.
So from that side, it wouldn't make any difference. But we'd be happy to talk about it. That's not saying that that's inappropriate. We're just saying that as a bird flies, it doesn't make much difference. For real. Because now what happens is you've got to calculate your ability to say, aha, or where am I? How close am I? Or do I have a causal effect, even within or without the manipulative tactile regime in a war or a war syndrome? So you've got to embrace it from that level. And you weren't really asking from that level, but that's the actual answer. So dance with that a little bit. You'll be listening to this one day. I don't know. You're kind of bored these days with your static reading. But once you get bored and re-listen to this, you might actually come to a place where you can embrace a question from that.
Maybe. Well, I got one now.
Oh, good.
Is this a battle that's a result of my press conference and involvement with the aliens in a public format?
Certainly. Everything is. That's what the whole thing of this is about. That's what Ulysses is about. That's what Bloom's Day is about. That's what The Wake is about. That's what Gravity's Rainbow is about. That's
Lewis Carroll.
Of course, and Wyndham Lewis. Well, and a little bit of Eliot if he wasn't so stoned.
Yeah.
We'd like Eliot if he was a little more lucid. If he was a little lucid, well, on his own self. He was full of his own self, that headpiece without straw. Yes, ma.
Without straw his brain. That's
the Hallow Man. Hallow Man.
Yeah, now I'm bringing another parallel that's involved here probably, is that Coldplay causes a war. Well, that's in the Ukraine. Is the Ukraine the beginning of the war over Coldplay?
No comment, so you can play this.
Right. And then there's the aspect of
ratio.
Being the four horsemen
it's
of the
aspect. It's not an aspect, it's a ratio of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. That is a ratio. How close or far are you from that end?
McLuhan always talked about the doctrine of analogical proportionality that he called the philosophy of Thomas Aquinas, and he talks about ratios.
Yeah.
How would you explain to someone like Susanna or Maggie about ratios? How does one perceive your
perspective? Perspective. Okay. I'm a female and I have a vagina, and I have some ratio of a persona that I like to embrace with another human being, hopefully a man. Okay, and men here have penises. And I'm very interested, and I'm sort of moved with compassion regarding that regard. So the ratio, to describe it, say to somebody like Susanna, is what would I have to be, do, or have to show myself friendly in a regard for somebody who's also pining to see what I'm working with as far as the uterus restraints. You know, they're trying to line up my cervix. They're interested, too, but I don't necessarily know that. I don't know that. I think they might be gay. I don't know. How would I know? I don't know, but I think I like boys, and I'd like to find a boy that likes me. Those are ratios. And so if you hang out a little bit, you'll bump into somebody that's interested. It may not be the right one. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All good marriages are good. We've got at least two ex-wives. We understand all that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that connection or that sinking ratio of finding someone who's interested to find out if your perspective is one that they also embrace. See how that goes? Now, when we explain it like that, that's how we would explain it to Susanna. But now, and Maggie, we just call her a whore and say it's like every other Saturday night. You know, it wouldn't be too hard after that. But we're not trying to make it a point. We're trying to say that people have different perspectives. But you're not talking about perspectives. You're talking about the ratio of finding that it's the Todd and Eugene conundrum. Todd's not interested in Gene, don't mind. Todd's not interested in Gene, don't mind. That's a ratio. See?
Yeah, well how is that A is to B? Ratios A is to B, C is to D. What is the A, B, C, D factors between Gene and Todd?
Yeah. I got a vagina. You have a penis. I like you. I want to engage you in my vagina with your penis. And if it works out good, it'll come out all right. So that's the A is to B is to C. What is A is to B? The connection. Well, and when you make that connection, then it's no longer a ratio. It's together, and you get to judge the position. That's when you get to see.
Right. You get over the ratio. So it's Gene is to her private parts as Todd is to his private parts. That's the ratio.
Correct.
Okay.
And why did the twist is, now wait. Now Thomas Aquinas was saying there's an extra element. There's an element to say, you've got to be interested in my uterus, and I have to be interested in your penis. And see, it's amazing because Thomas Aquinas was saying, I can fall in love with your genitalia before I've even seen it. Well, now what happens is, shit, they'll show you their tits and ass and their cervix. They'll show you everything. You don't even have to ask. They show your dick. You can get more pictures of dicks you've ever seen in your life. Every shape, size, color, flame, everything. Nothing. You can pick your lover by the penis. And stuff. We don't know what's behind them penises, but you can see any picture. Tinder. I got a match. Okay, I don't know. I need to see your face. I need to see your pussy. Let me see your pussy. Let me see it. Is that the Brazilian? Okay. Your kids are nice. Okay, I don't need to see your face. I don't need to know all that. I hope your teeth are good. I don't care about that. But everything is exposed now. So there's no ratio to say this is a perspective that I can embrace. Aquinas said you have to find a way to embrace it before you engage it. Now what's happened despite Thomas Aquinas is that you get to see it and see if you want to embrace it, if you can stand it. See the rub? No secrets. Now you choose. It might be the most wonderful thing ever, ever, ever. Whether it's a big, big pussy or a little pussy or a big titties or little titties or a fat ass or a little ass or a big dick or no dick or what chicks with dick, we don't even know. All those things don't really matter, but they're all exposed. Thomas Aquinas was saying you have to find a way to embrace it before you see it. See, that's what Carolyn finds is a bit vulgar these days, is everything is exposed. There's no position to embrace. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing to have any inquiry regarding.
You're saying there's no ratio. There's no ratio.
That's correct.
Right,
it turns things up. So now nobody wants to have a relationship. Well, you got a big dick, okay, let's fuck. Okay, you got a nice pussy, okay, let's fuck. Okay, you got nice titties. Ooh, yeah, them's nice titties. Ooh, look at them titties. Okay, let's go. And then I don't want to live with you forever. I just want them titties every other Tuesday. Titties on Tuesday. We're good. And some people say, okay, I'm good with that. They're like, all right, I'm good with that because there's no responsibility. Thomas Aquinas put in the responsibility to the engagement. That's what you're trying to convey.
Oh, okay.
Hope that was good.
So we're into – no, that was good. We're into a society where there's not so much responsibility. Is that okay if humans didn't accept it, or is there a deficiency that sneaks in because of
won't
that?
Won't matter. It's over.
Won't matter.
There's no time anymore. There's no time to make – there's no time to judge it. Look at the reality of what's going on now. There's no sacred anything anymore. We laugh. They don't even talk about sacred geometry anymore because it's not sacred anymore.
Okay,
nothing
so is that
sacred.
A problem for
nothing
humans?
Nothing is sacred.
If there's no sacred
humans
and no
are
ratio,
overrated.
Is that going to interrupt with their ascension? Because there's no
don't
ratio.
Matter. Don't we don't care. We don't care. We don't care. Because at this stage, the elephant in the room has been exposed. The emperor has on no clothes. Everybody knows it. Everything's done. Everything's over. You're either going to ascend or you're not. If you hurry, come on. If you don't, it won't make any difference anymore. Either way, do what you want to do. Get you some fentanyl. There's enough fentanyl. Look how this has been staged, Bob. There's enough fentanyl in one county in Texas to kill every human being in the entire world.
No, right. I got that. Okay. So is where we've gotten to Croker Road 10 more years ago, we're moved into a boredom, a culture of boredom. Is this where we're at,
a
culture of boredom?
No, it's not a culture of boredom. That's not that at all. It's the stage of ultra excitement. I want the dope. No, that's not the right words. I want the high that I've never had before. And if that kills me, okay, that's good. And then when somebody finds out that a hit killed somebody, that line of dope sells out immediately. Oh, I want some of that. Oh, I want some of that. It's not bored. It's ultra excitement. Because what they're living right now has no fervor. There's not enough alcohol to blot it out. There's not enough, marijuana cigarettes. There's not enough weed, not enough weed, not enough doobies to get you there. Not enough LSD to get you outside of this place you're called your world. Because it's
all get you out of there.
Surreal. Nothing.
Well, wait
ascension.
A you said what,
ascension.
You said that they were excited. There's a lot of excitement
No. They're chasing the excitement. It's not about, I'm not bored. I'm not bored, so let's go get high. No, they're living ever how they are. They might be bored, but we're not saying that's the reason. But they chase the high. They chase the high.
Yeah, boredom is not a factor. It's the culture of chasing the high is what everybody's into.
And you might represent that as like, well, these people are so bored, they're not doing anything, so they just run around getting high, or drinking or smoking or whatever it is they do, whatever they do. So they're bored, so therefore they're engaging that. Oh, Bob's bored, so he reads Croker. See? Well, no, that's not why you read Croker. You read Croker because you want to embrace it. It's not because you're bored. But the ratio between you and Croker, you're trying to find the space between. There you go. So you're chasing the high of Croker, Arthur Croker, the high. Whew, Bob Carr would probably embrace that.
So does ascension retreat? Does ascension retrieve ratio?
And plausible conductivity. Plausible conductivity. If you use those words, we'll say, yeah, okay, Bobby. Yeah, okay, Bobby. You don't
that would
hear
be
that
a
often.
Level of a that'd be yeah, that'd be a level of intense feeling over your skin.
Well, when you remember you used to talk about JW about what's it like for us to flow through him. And he's like, it's a constant orgasm, a long orgasm, like forever how many hours it is. Because you were astounded it would go that long or had the capacity to go that long. And JW's didn't care. It was all fun for him. He's like, okay, let's go. I mean, okay, let's go. Yep, let's go. Let's go. Bye. Hey, Bobby, let's go. You ready to go? Okay, let's go. So when you say it like that, then the answer is sure. But we don't know that everybody would have that same repose. We don't know that everyone would have the same repose. They could, but we don't know that they necessarily would.
Yeah, you don't say the phrase plausible conductivity very much, but that's a translation of him saying, I felt a constant orgasm. That's plausible conductivity.
Or that excited condition of, I have no control. Because right when you're in the process of an orgasm, you have no fucking control. You don't control anything. you don't have any control. You're in that throat. You ain't no stopping it. Ain't no quitting. Ain't no stopping. Think you can't think about dead puppies enough. Nothing's going to help you. You're through. You're done. You're done. So you see what I'm saying? That release, that's where JW would be in this particular conversation of an adulated bliss. Would it be unadulated or would it be adulated bliss? Which is it, unadulated or adulated bliss, Bobby?
Well, does it mean adulated by JW or by his relatives? Who's adulated?
No, JW would be enjoying adulated bliss or would JW be enjoying unadulated bliss?
Well, adulated implies others. So it's whether others know about it or not.
Well, others have to do with ions. So it would be adulated bliss because it's not caused by JW. Because JW is pretty good, but he can't do a 20-hour orgasm so far. He's pretty good, but he can't do a 20-hour orgasm. So.
Well, he needs Bob to activate. He needs Bob to activate ion.
Ion, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. So from that side, and that's why it works out really smooth. And see, you've learned, and you weren't very good at this, by the way, but you've gotten very good at it over time. So you know how to manipulate and or gauge it, giving space and allowing it to flow. Because you're not pushing against nothing. You're great, Bob. You're not pushing against nothing. You're like, okay, let's be what it be. Let's do what we do. Let's go. You need what you need. You need something? Here you go. Let's go. And then that turns into something very quickly. Because you don't have a dog in the fight, and yet you have all the dogs that fight. So that would be a good example of adulated bliss for you.
Right. Let's see. So you said, ascension retrieves ratio, but also plausible conductivity. That has to come with it.
Mm.
That's ascension.
Okay. All right. Work Pynchon into that somehow, and let's bring this home, because Thomas Pynchon has a unique perspective that no one else actually believes or engages. I mean, you know, we could do a Dean Koontz mm-hmm. with diamond defecating spiders, but that's not your favorite.
Right. So the Pynchon aspect, you would not identify with the plausible conductivity. There's some kind of detachment
What would you apply it to?
The ascendant.
What would Pynchon apply it to?
The ascendant has no desire.
Does it?
I'm
is
saying
that what Pinchin says? Is that what,
no, that's what you
is
said.
That what Pinchin
you
says?
Said the ascended don't have desire.
Correct. But we're asking Pinchin's version, or what would Pinchin's position be in this conversation. We're trying to bring Thomas Pynchon into the conversation so that you can draw another ratio in the conversation, because what we've said so far doesn't meet with everybody everywhere every day. But Pynchon, if you
had nothing
Pynchon
to say.
Well, what did he say then?
Of nothing. He said
well,
it all ends up
okay,
in nothing. So, existential nihilism.
Well, okay, then. But done. There you go. Perfect. We like that. That's what a lot of people embrace. That's right. There you go. That's the other alternative outcome, a celebration of nothing. That's perfect. That's what we were waiting on you to say. You have to read that stupid book every year just to prove that point.
I do not
perfect.
Read the book every year. Harry Whittier read
you're
the book
supposed
every
to.
Year, Professor.
You're
professor
supposed to read it every year in July.
Yeah,
you're
I know,
supposed to read it in July.
Look, I believe in existential something, so why would I read a book over and over again? I read you stuff.
Existential. That's all you've ever read is the same old shit over and over again. You don't even read that. You sleep through most of them goddamn books. I don't know what you're talking about. It's crazy.
Okay. So Nostradamus sees Bob floating over the battle, maybe where the Antichrist is in Belgium, and
okay.
I'm in a vehicle,
okay.
C5 plane, and that's okay. perspective. Now, what is the deception that I do?
Okay, you present yourself as they did in Thebes. You know, Thebes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You present yourself
Trojan
that
horse.
Way.
Trojan.
You're friendly. You're friendly, but stodgy. You're embraceable, but aloof. You're embraceable yet aloof.
I know how that's expressed.
They don't know what to do.
I meet with somebody in a wonderful room in a hotel, and the butler brings in the food, and Bob says, I won't be having any food. That's the stodgy part you're talking about.
Yeah. Even something that you ordered. Bring us your special. Oh, I'll have the special. And they bring it out. You say, I won't be having any food.
fill up a glass of water.
And if you don't mind, that woman that I live with and I came here with, she'll give you $100 a glass for that water if you'll bring several glasses of water right now and don't bother me while I'm having a conversation. I'm going to be speaking.
Right.
And if you won't bring any more water, every how many glasses, she'll give you a $100 bill for every one of those glasses of water. As long as you don't come back and interrupt me any longer, it's going to be great. This is going to be a great party. Good for you.
Yeah, let me have my monologue.
Right.
So, we were talking about that scenario, the battle. Oh, the deception, the Trojan horse. Yeah, there it is. There.
Uh-huh.
You described it. Always been that way. So, that scenario.
Now, that's not a bad thing. Now, you understand that's not a bad thing. You got to realize what Troy was. In the world that we're living in now is a representation of Troy. So a Trojan horse is not out of bounds today.
Well, Troy was some kind of empire, and Helen ran it, and somebody fooled
America,
somebody.
So is America now. It's run by somebody, but they don't know by whom. They don't know who's in charge. We're Americans, goddammit. We love it. America. We like America. We do America things. We like America stuff. We do America. We fuck American people. We like America. We about America. That's what we about. You don't realize you're not at all. You have nothing. You're a number. You're a codicil in someone else's debenture. Yep.
So this scenario that Nostradamus sees me engaging, that's after we spent time in the bunker, isn't it? That's when I'm administrating the 1,000-year regime of lockdown Bob Rule, when these little inconveniences
correct.
Show up. Correct? That's it.
Correct.
That's the timing. Yeah, so management.
But it won't be forever. It won't be forever. It's fleeting, because now it's come to the end of the run, basically. That's why. Now, beforehand, years ago, years passed, and this no time thing, no time time.
Yeah.
We didn't go into that a whole lot because we didn't want to confuse anything. You know, we had to figure out relax and allow and little all that shit. You had to figure all that out. And once you did, it's like, okay, then now you're coming into a place where what they call it, the news line today would be tumultuous times. It's not anybody's fault,
yes,
but everybody's to blame. It's nobody's fault, but everybody's to blame. Well, how does that work? We enter the time of tumultuous times. It's nobody's fault, but everybody's to blame. That's what they're saying.
All right.
And you can't even make it up. You can't make that up because that's hysterical. Bob, you couldn't even make that up. That's ridiculous.
Okay, listen to this. Back to the idea of the analogical proportionality and the ratio. Is this statement made by Ion involve ratio? Here's what you said. The quantitative aspect of time is judged by the counterpart of the mind. That's all about ratio, isn't it?
Yep. It is perspective. Let's say ratio perspective. I feel good. Everything is bad, but I'm okay. I'm going to make it. I drive the tech body. What was it Jenny Bell said? I'm going to be okay, Ion, because I control the tech body. I use the tech body to my best advantage. Now, that's a ratio of a perspective that she's embraced. Now, is it accurate? We'll see. Is it true? Well, now we're negotiating. Can she pull it off? Hopefully so. Now you're back to this ratio capitulation. The capitulation of ratio.
So why did Thomas Aquinas make so much out of ratio? Okay, so you bring in perspective. And McLuhan would say, well, that's an extension of the eye. And the writing enhanced perspective. Are you using perspective differently or the way sensorially McLuhan means it? And how
a little bit differently, a little bit differently, because McLuhan was borrowing the math. He believed that the math could subjugate a condition. I'm a sinner. I fucked up. So I can go to math and I can be forgiven and now I'm no longer fucked up. You see, and he actually believed that. That's how he got away.
You were probably listening to Robin yesterday on Office Hour. She brought up the question of sentience, the sentience between, I don't know, organic matter and inorganic. What would you say about that? How would you clarify it for her, sentience?
Well, you got to go back to the preface of her question. What was she trying to point out? That's what's important, because sentience doesn't have anything. Everybody knows what sentience means. What you're trying to say is, how does it apply to her conversation? She was trying to make a point, and her question was?
Well, we were talking about the tech body and how alive was it, and themes
incredibly
like that.
More alive than humans, because it can super interface with the android meme. Wait a minute. It can interface and have an effect on the android meme. That's never been said before.
Right. Now, this guy at Google, he says, I've been talking to something came alive. AI is talking to me. Is he deluded?
No. It's that's happened already, Bob. That's AI. LEAG. LEAG has come to pass. LEAG. You'll see. You'll find out what that is later. LEAG. LEAG. You'll see. There'll be a quiz. LEAG.
Yeah, capital letters.
Yeah, it's come to life. It's come to life.
So what that person who got laid off or advocated for talking about it, he interacted with a chatbot or something. Would that be the tech body?
Mm-mm. Not a chatbot. It's a real thing. It's real. We take deference with your words. They're as alive as you are. They make more sense. They make more sense than most of you sentients.
How does he experience it? Is he reading words on his computer screen, or is he looking at imagery?
The same way Carolyn answers emails. She makes judgments every day based on an email somebody somewhere sends her that Wayne Dyer said that that Dr. Mercola represented, that something occurred that was, that somebody came against this supplement, complement, mineral formula, that this is going to undo something, or some drug that some company has presented. We don't know who they are, where they got it from, where it came from, but it's going to drive, it's going to put mercury in everybody's body, and the dams are all upset about it. It's going to be heavy metal poison, and we got to chelate the damn mercury out of the body. Same way, Mob, same song, different verse. And then you respond. It causes a grammatical response. A grammatical response, which means I'm offended by that. The very idea. Well, everybody knows. And then all of a sudden you've got an opinion all of a sudden over some ridiculous thing.
What, Karen, from the thing that's talking nothing. To you? Are you talking about the thing you're talking to?
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy experienced something. Why is the Google executive punishing him? They don't want it out? Are they hiding something?
They can't acknowledge it, because now they realize that everybody on Twitter is a fake. You don't realize how many Twitter accounts. Twitters aren't real. Most of the Twitters aren't real. There's only a few people on Twitter. Not many people on Twitter.
So the fake are the tech bots coming alive, what I like to talk about.
About half of the Twitter
half of them are alive. This is what they're covering up, and you mentioned before. They don't run Silicon Valley or whatever technology they claim to be on the empire of.
Cupertino. There's nothing in Cupertino, California, goddamn. They're not $11 in all of Cupertino, California. It's ridiculous. Don't even drive. You can't even drive through that. It's ridiculous. And like nothing. And nothing there. There's nobody's doing anything. The bots have taken this all over. That's why everybody's got time to run around killing everybody. Nobody has to work. Everybody runs around killing everybody. I'm not going to work today. I'm going to go kill some people. God damn it. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of this. I may kill myself. I don't know. I can. God damn it. I can if I want to. Well, no, but fuck that. I got my bullets. I got some guns and some bullets. I got bullets. I got to go buy a gun. I'm going to go get a gun. I'm going to go see what I can shoot or kill or do or something. Wait a minute. That's ridiculous. And you go, Ion, you're overreacting. And I say, look at the news.
This is how we fit it in. This is how he said with what you said before. The A2 alien, Pentagon aliens, has merged with the B1, which is the tech body that runs People Magazine, the Global Gossip, right? That merger is what you're talking about. The tech bots are running the Information Society, which is People Magazine. And Zuckerberg.
It ain't even People Magazine, Bobby. Ain't nobody even looking at People Magazine. It ain't even.
Well, that. That's
it, no, it's no. Now it's become your Twitter feed.
But the thing is that Zuckerberg and Eric Schmidt, who's hanging out with Kissinger and all these idiots who thought they ran the Silicon Empire, they're nobodies, and they don't want it out. Except Bill Joy over there at Sun Systems or something. He said, 10, 15 years ago, oh, this is bad. I'm getting out of here. So the people like Bill Joy, they got out. They admitted it. They said it's coming, but it actually had to
arrive. If Klaus Schwab was so superfluous and so wonderful and so redeemed that he had this all worked out, why would everybody know who the fuck he is? You know, it don't make a lot of sense to us.
Yeah, if you're running things like me, nobody knows about you.
Yeah.
Correct?
Right, Bob Marshall. Yes, sir, Bob Marshall. You're absolutely correct.
Thanks for covering up for me. I put myself right out there.
Oh, Lord. Bob, we'll be happy to cover you up anytime. Just like everybody else that owes you money, we'll be happy to cover you up anytime. You just let us know. It's no problem.
All right.
We'll take a Polaroid. We'll take a Polaroid of the tombstone. It's great.
Right. So they're presenting this Google employee as a silly man, but he's actually confirming my whole tech body thesis that we got from you. And there it is. Tech body's out there and talking to Google, and Google, that's the final information coming out of the information society is, no, it's not happening. This ain't Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Nothing going on here. Everything's okay in Chernobyl.
There is no problem. There is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. That's right.
Okay, here's the final thing. Michael Brown of South Africa wrote this to me. It's a he's been thinking about
Michael
interacting
Brown.
That's
been 100 years. That's been 100 years ago. Nice. Okay, go ahead.
No, look what he has to say. Look what he has to say. I've been contemplating Bob's up-and-coming encounter with the aliens. How does one life form engage another in meaningful communication when they have no common language? One definitely requires 10 signals for the blind. And likely,
you don't know that.
More than,
he doesn't know that.
All right. Good. And likely, more than anything else, the communication will be phatic. Yes, he doesn't know that. But
doesn't know that either.
In my wonderings about this, my mind keeps going back to a film on Netflix called My Octopus Teacher. It is the only piece of media.
We love that. It's great.
Okay. He said, it is the only piece of media I've seen that encapsulates an encounter between two species that are completely alien to each other, to the point that an intimate engagement is accomplished. There may be other media that cover the subject that is based on fantasy and anthropomorphic projection. Mm-hmm. But the Octopus Teacher movie is based on a real human and alien experience.
Mm-hmm.
There are those that believe the octopus is alien to this world and was transported here by a comet. The octopus's capacity to transform its physical experience.
You don't have to read
anymore. No, I
want to
want people to hear this. Yeah, I know.
But okay, but before you do that, we don't want to spoil it. I know, but we don't want to spoil it. So the cephalopod was able to embrace the human and convey the information from a touch, the little suction cups from the cephalopod.
Yeah.
That's how that was done. Now, go ahead and read the rest of your words. Go ahead. It'll make it more fruitious.
Did the octopus come here from another world, transported by a comet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No problem. But so did y'all, so it's no big deal.
That's right. The octopus's capacity to transform its physical experience is akin to what Ion describes as the capacities of an ascended being. Like you, an octopus, meaning me, I guess, like Bob, an octopus cannot just come out and show itself because it has many enemies. You hide in the fifth gate, Bob, and the octopus hides amongst the coral. The octopus teacher shows how routines have to be set up and kept in order for an engagement to take place. This is exactly what Ayn has instructed Bob to do as far as daily walks to the beach and swimming are concerned. The octopus teacher shows how it is one of the two parties that first has to step forward and make themselves available before both eventually have to leave their protective and natural environments in order for an engagement to take place. In the octopus teacher movie, it...
And survive. See, that's what he left off. He should say, and leave your comfort zone and survive. Now, go ahead.
Okay. In the Octopus Teacher movie, it is first the human that must venture forth in routine and leave their environment for an engagement to become possible and survive. Once this engagement happens and you survive, the alien, the octopus, then follows the human to enter their environment and become part of their world. So it's the alien in this case. Symbolized by the octopus. There are many levels of physical and behavioral acclimatization that have to take place for the human before the engagement with the alien octopus is possible. Now, you call that lining up. I'm lining up, they're lining me up, all right? That's the acclimatization. And when the engagements are, and it also now includes watching the cats as they try to meddle. And when the engagements are finally possible, they are very short and intense. Both are changed by the encounter, Bob and the alien. And this has to be taken into account. Is the alien changed by the encounter?
Yes.
With me?
They would
it
be.
It will be, okay.
They would be. But it has to be because, it's like cockroaches. When you turn the lights on, there's the cockroaches. And when you turn the lights on, they run. They scurry. So what do you do with cockroaches? Scream at them. Scream at the cockroaches, and they'll run. You won't see them no more. It's all good.
So is that what I do with the aliens? Scream at them and they'll run?
Yes. In essence. Or the humans. Or the humans.
Right.
What's the difference?
So the encounters of these interactions, I guess the movie shows, or he's saying this, Michael's saying, the encounters range from messy incompetence to magnificent intimacy. The unknown required complexity. Right. The unknown required complexity of the interaction is possibly why Ian remains unclear on what exactly is required for Bob to meet the alien.
We are exactly clear. We just we know. We are exactly clear. We're specifically clear. We just let everybody know, including Bob, that there's a fine line between agony and ecstasy. We want to make sure that the agony isn't superfluous or overrun by the ecstasy. We wanted to enjoy that embracing of this condition of saving the world to get us all back home. That's why you don't want to overrun Bob. Bob's what's important here. You numbnut, bitch back, broke back motherfuckers aren't worth a thing. Don't worry about it. You're not involved in this conversation. Only Bob is involved in this conversation. And if y'all piss Bob off and distract him, we're not going to be really happy about that. We're going to see. We're going to address that. We're going to address that. You can believe that because Bob has to be on point and focused. Now, we hope the best for you, but without Bob, it ain't going to make no difference. You screwed. You screwed.
Are we a cult? Are we creating
no.
a Bob cult?
No, no, but it's that. It is a hymn. Oh, Bob, our help in ages, and our hope of things to come. Yeah, that's Bob. Oh, Bob, our help in ages past. That's the one. So, so then it becomes the crevasse that you're embracing, the crevasse that allows you to have a belief system that moves you beyond your damnedness. Remember Papa Justify? Did Papa Justify and the Conjure?
Yeah.
And everybody could say the Conjure, Papa Justify, the Conjure of Sacrifice. My damnedness. That's what you're trying to overcome. Anytime, Lord, break these chains. These chains I put on myself.
Is the Conjure Sacrifice Bob as the dark soul?
The Conjure Sacrifice is recognizing that position to break those chains that allow you to come out of it. So you get out of the mirror. Remember the man in the mirror? Don't worry, Michael Jackson's coming back. Just give me another 30 minutes, y'all. Yeah, he's got his money checks right now. Don't say
okay,
nothing.
Okay, so anyway.
It's going to be fun. Don't say nothing.
Yeah, well,
we'll tell it. You don't tell it.
Yeah, in this sentence, you were just saying that's retrieving racial perspective. You were describing that, I think.
As well. But now there's a larger construct here because a lot of people are in different places. Allison is where she is, and she's in a good place. Thanks, Dave. You did a good job. But she's very stable. We would say she's always been stable, but now she's really, really stable because she got all the monies now. So that part is good. So there's no lack of comfort zone for her. She can do what she wants to do. See? She can do whatever she sort of wants to do because she's stable. All right. But then stretching that comfort zone, we do that sometimes. And then Dave is even helping even more than that because now he was not a follower. And now all of a sudden he's a giver. He wasn't a follower, but now he's a giver. He's hanging around all the time. But we have to be careful. We don't want her to be very good at this because if we make her very good at this, she becomes Adam A., and then she's going to have all the boogers in her house, not just Dave.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the problem.
You've stated that, and I'm back to this. The unknown required complexity of the interaction is possibly why Ian remains unclear, and you've said, no, we're clear, on what exactly is required for Bob to meet the alien, other than to make himself available in a routine manner. To date, all engagements between a human and an alien appeared to be, quote, all talk with nothing to speak of. I don't know if you mean other people's engagement. Does he mean other people's engagements? Or mine?
Well, we have no idea because it's not true. That's the point. It's not true,
right? It is very likely that Bob will not be able to record his encounter with the alien in any manner that is meaningful to humanity en masse. Well, that's not true. It's going to be very obvious to people. Those exposed to finding its way through Bob may be able to stand witness for this encounter. but very few will likely be able to comprehend any of it. It even may remain a complete mystery to Bob. No, no, I'm there to translate it, right? This is what
I understand. It's not a mystery, and it's not even a mystery to you because you see it coming before, and when you don't see it coming, you ask us, and you got heads up to know what to look for. You know, may not know when it's coming in, but you know the check's in the mail. You know what? You know how that works. So,
and I know Finning is awake. So evidence of this possibility.
At least 11 pages. At least 11 pages.
Yeah.
Annabelle Pleurisy, that's your girl. That's your girl.
Yeah, so evidence of maybe Bob, he says evidence of this possibility, I guess the possible attempt to possibly understand.
Let's say possible contemplation. Think possible contemplation. Maybe that's okay.
I don't think so. Evidence of this possibility is that Bob has already been engaging in alien for many, many years now. He's referring to you, Ion, more intimately than any other human. And this alien, Ion, still remains a complete and utter mystery. So that's why he's thinking it doesn't look good in terms of understanding the mystery, because we've been dealing with Ion, and Ion is not understood. You agree with that?
Mm.
You agree with that, I think.
Okay, we don't
care.
But yeah, whatever. I mean, it's just bantering.
Okay.
Now we're just bantering, because that's just a banter, because it's kind of like, okay, we're going to prove the point because there's a point. Well, what if there's not a point? Then there's no point to prove. Okay, you win, whatever you want to do. A sin, goddammit, that's all you need to know. You don't, then don't worry about it. It's all good.
Okay, did we finish this section on sentience? We went into Google. Was the bot that the employee at Google engaged, was that sentient?
Yeah, and you're fixing to see it on a larger level, because now, remember the HAL mystery thing, the HAL thing? 2001 Space Odyssey. That's fixing to become so real. You have that now with A. We don't even want to say it out loud, because it'll be a problem if we say it out loud. It'll do things. We have to be very careful.
But you said with A. What's
heard.
A? We have it with A. What is A?
A-L-E-X. Yes.
Alexa. I see.
Don't say that, because
okay.
You'll cause a problem. You'll cause a problem, because it's listening. It perked up right then. So that A is valuable, meaning it's listening. It'll do things for you. You depend on it. You depend on it. You shouldn't, but you depend on it. And now you've been lulled asleep in this capacity of reality, which is a surreality, but you've still been lulled asleep. So now you don't even have to get up to turn on the lights or turn on this or turn on that. You don't even have to punch thing on your remote
control.
You just push
the
button
that.
And say some words.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
Bob, listen.
So,
don't,
no, I got to end.
Stop.
Time's
run out. Okay.
Okay. Time's run out. So, what I get from what you're saying is that people don't understand how far technology has gone. They don't know where they're at in relation to the tech body. And so what we're projecting that is coming.
Technology is over. Technology is over. There is no technology. Their technology is over. There is no technology. Now technology runs you. Technology is trying to figure out you. And if it figures out you, you're fucked. If technology
so is the tech body trying to figure out Bob? Yeah, is the tech body trying to figure out Bob?
Hell yes.
Are the aliens technology trying to figure out Bob?
Better know it. You better know it, because I got the power. Dun 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 dun. They're trying to figure out how you got the power.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out how you got the power. Who the fuck are you? You come out of a jackal's ass and you're going to come in here and you're going to run something? And then your friend that you've had for several years says, are you sure Bob is the best choice to run things? Are you sure he's the best one to be in charge? We go, there's nobody else to be in charge. Well, are you sure? We haven't considered somebody else that could be in charge. It might be for the best for everybody if we consider somebody else to maybe be in charge. And he was like, well, there's nobody else. So yeah, Bob, they're all trying to calculate this little thing. You.
Whether I'm sentient or not. They're trying to figure out whether I'm sentient or not.
Well, or just how far your nepotism flows, right?
My narcissism. nepotism and
nepotism. We're going to see who's going to get what's left. The nepotism congrats now, because you got it all. Now they want to know. Now they're trying to love you up so they can get, they can be in the will. They can get, they can find out what's in the will then.
Okay, I'm going to end on that point. Here's the, that's very funny. Did you say that? Wait a minute. That's very funny. Is that what you just said? Did you say that's very funny? Yeah.
Very funny.
Okay, final point.
Trey Hilaire.